Minutes of Telcast, episode 184. The sausage.
And this week sausage. We talk about Hearthstone, Watch Dogs, Dark Souls 2, Titanfall, Child of Light, and touch a little bit on E3 Day 1. Stay tuned.
That sausage is amazing.
We're releasing the water.
And we're back. Big Yay! News this week.
Yeah.
2014 E3!
Man, Jason, that was
Yay.
Weak.
That was weak. But everybody's ready to get going, so whatever. To my right, I got Steve-O.
Hey.
To my left, I got Justin.
Hey.
And across from me is Rusty.
Yo.
And Earl.
What's up?
All right, so, wow. Really? What's up? Y'all were weak. I was weak. Y'all were weak.
You set the bar very low.
I set the tone very low.
All right. Well, you know.
Excited Jason, is this a thing to embrace?
Oh, no.
And it's so funny because it's so
let's,
like,
let's go with QA Jason. let's ride that wave.
Yeah, nobody wants that.
Yeah.
Nobody.
Yeah. They'll play it on
repeat. Namely me.
Crack that voice again.
How are you doing today?
No. Let's go ahead and get into it because we're going to have a little odd news to cover. Steve-O, what'd you do this weekend, nutshell?
Played a lot of Watch Dogs, and that was about it.
How is that?
It's amazing. I mean, you know, everybody got really disappointed because of how much the 2012 trailer made it seem. But if you take it for just the great game that it is, it's really fun. And I've wasted a lot of time on it already. It's one of those open world games that you really can just kill 4 hours without accomplishing much.
Nice.
Have you played around with the app yet?
There's an app.
That's the whole thing with Watch Dogs was that there was going to be a game that you could load up on Android and iPhone devices.
What's the name of the app?
I know my buddy was talking about it.
If you search for in Google or in the Play Store, you can look for Watch Dogs, and it will pull up the game. I had it downloaded for a little bit, and
CTOS.
That sounds right.
CTOS. It's in, you know, it's on the phone. You can play. It was supposed to have been integrated into the game, but they took all those features I heard and integrated into the actual game so that there's no connectivity between the two, but there's still an app out there for it.
Hmm.
That's interesting. I didn't log into it because it plays goes off of your Ubisoft login.
Nobody has that.
Oh, fucking Uplay. God, Uplay, like, when I got that game, Uplay just did not want to load up for probably the first 2 days that I had that game.
Right, well, the Uplay credentials, you can click on the box that says save password. Save password on your phone. So I heard Watch Dogs had some bugs. The Android game also had some bugs.
I haven't really ran into many bugs,
I've seen some videos that were pretty hilarious.
There's a lot of stuff that's crazy about it, for sure.
I think it was... Oh, crap. I'm not sure exactly which platform it was, because I saw... I just looked for Watch Dogs bugs. And I saw, like, police cars rubber banding across the screen and people falling through the map and stuff.
I know they've had a lot of issues with optimization on PC, but I haven't experienced it firsthand, so I don't have it on PC.
Yeah.
I know I heard other podcasts talking about how shitty it was running on a really decent PC.
Huh.
I know that on the consoles, it seems pretty optimized.
It's running pretty smooth.
It wasn't optimization, though. I mean, it was weird texture issues and rubber banding and then... You know, ghosting through, you know,
I haven't
solid
had any issues with that.
Stuff.
I mean, the issues that I've had have just been like when there's like mass chaos going on, like in a mission is completing,
it slows down
for half a second while it pops up the basically that you have so much XP, basically.
Oh, okay.
And it'll slow down for a second sometimes while it's doing that, and it seems like it's sort of glitching or something. I don't know.
Just remembering my Uplay password.
Just remember.
Don't want to brag. Got logged in.
Wow. But
yeah, that's the app.
Wow.
There's a with the app you can control you take control of helicopters and shoot cars and shit like that. You can change street lights and, you know, kind of direct the action from your phone. And originally, and this is what really bothers me about the whole release, that was supposed to have been you log into it, you hack into a game, basically, and you control a section of somebody's actual game.
Yeah.
And, you know, that was the big selling point for me when they first released that information. I was like, that's going to be a really cool feature. Oh, well. You know, so it's still a good game.
And underused.
This app is slow. Makes me want to punch it already. I'm so impatient. I've probably clicked 1,000 times already just waiting on this thing to load.
Well, you know, there's a hammer next door.
The game, though, is really fun, and it's definitely, I don't know, it encourages a little bit of mischievousness and destruction and a little chaos. I don't know if you do it, but anytime I go by, like, a bridge, I ride the motorcycle, and I will always raise the bridge.
Yeah, you hit the bridge.
Without a doubt, if I'm going over that bridge, I'm raising it. If there's a traffic light, I'm raising it. Mm-hmm. It's just how it goes.
You're awesome. Not a Uplay friend. I need to add you, Steve-O.
Uh-oh.
Whoa. I don't even know what I'm doing with this helicopter.
They're touching tips on Uplay. All
right. Docking. You know what docking is?
God.
That's what we're doing right now.
Urban Dictionary.
Amazing. So, Earl, what's been up to?
Recovering from my vacation.
Oh, you went on vacation.
That is about it.
That's it?
That's it. Just trying to get back into the swing of work and family life.
Yeah?
Yep. All I've been doing. Not much.
Project a little, Earl. We can't hear you on the mic.
Which is weird.
Oh, my God.
Really?
So,
can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Hello?
Normally we send them next to the door.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
So, I've done absolutely nothing but recover from vacation.
I spent time out in the Amish community.
In the Mennonites.
Oh, that's right.
Hardly any technology.
The Mennonites.
Mennonites, not Amish.
No, Mennonites are not Amish.
Well, I was just wondering because...
No, just Mennonites.
Okay.
No, there's some ex-Amish, but... Other than that, just Mennonites.
Oh, so when Amish fall out of Amish, they go to Mennonite?
No, I'm just talking about like...
You're no longer welcome here, Mennonites.
It's like, get out of here, Mennonite. No, I'm talking about people that are friends with some of our family up there. They're ex-Amish, ex-Mennonite, stuff like that.
So, oh, okay.
Yeah, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, buddy. So just living the technology-free life. Her dad got sick, so... Our plans changed what we were going to do, so there was a lot of taking care of elderly ladies because her mom couldn't, because her mom had to be up at the hospital in Cumberland, so.
Well, that's no fun.
Eh, it's alright, though. We were supposed to go on a train through the mountains, and we were supposed to go do a bunch of other stuff, and it changed.
So what you're telling me is all your fun got killed on your vacation.
No, it was a lot of fun. I had great times doing up, playing with the kids outside.
Wow.
I know. That's what I did.
10:30 and he's crashing.
I'm an old man.
10:30? That's weak. I was going to bed at 9. Yeah. Waking up at 4.
Well, we would go to bed. We'd go to bed around 11:30, midnight, because when her mom got home, she wanted to talk. And then we'd get up at 6.
Jesus. Uh-oh. Yeah, see, I was on fucking farmer's hours, too.
Yeah. So that's what we did, though, and that's we've just been trying to recover from the vacation. So
yeah, I just got back from mine,
and he had to prove it, so he brought Dutch.
I did.
Oh, dude,
I did. There it is. It's a pretty little game. I'm gonna read the instructions because I never really read it.
it's a pristine green box. It says Dutch Blitz on it.
It does.
So moving on, because we want to get to news.
Yes, you do.
Rusty,
yeah.
What you been doing while you were gone?
I just got back from my trip as well. I went to the Northlands, also known as Michigan. Came back with...
Did you go to the Uppers?
The Uppers? No, I did not. Saving it for you.
Where were you at?
I was in northern lower Michigan. Also, if you look at your right hand and point at the first knuckle of your pinky, that's where you're at.
Well, that's sort of almost there. You're up towards the top.
Wrong hand.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's the same one on each hand.
Well, it's...
He was half an hour
from the
bridge.
You're not all
the
way up there, but
right.
you're pretty close.
It's pretty close, yeah.
Yeah, you're pretty darn close.
And
did you go by Central Michigan and go see Dr. Pohl?
The who?
Did you go by Central Michigan and go see Dr. Pohl? The veterinarian?
No. Oh, the hell's wrong with you? All right,
that'd have been good,
so,
though.
It doesn't sound like your accent came back too terribly.
It's not bad. Yeah, it was really bad when I first got back, but that I was playing
a lot of A's.
Oh, dude. I was having so much fun with that shit the night he got back.
Yeah.
Well, because he's basically Canadian.
Do you have a lot of
fart? I'm going to kick you.
It's true.
It's not
though.
Canadian.
It is really
it's
true.
It's harbor speak.
It's
because I'm right
harbor speak. What kind of bullshit is that?
It's not Canadian. American.
Let me tell you something. My wife is from Pennsylvania. We get up there. She says, yeah,
up
a lot
there.
Of people sound like they're Canadian.
Up there?
Yeah.
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 Up there. Up there. Yeah.
And she's Pennsylvania
Dutch.
She's Pennsylvania Dutch. She'll even say that you sound Canadian.
Yeah, well, you know. I could go into it, but I'm not gonna. it was a really fun trip. I got to, you know, to visit with the family and see a lot of Lake Michigan. Got
ooh,
some pictures.
Mighty Lake Michigan too.
Got some pictures right there in the pier.
You
can see
in
the
it?
Different. Oh fuck no! It was like freezing.
Fuck no! It was freezing.
Fuck no! All right, no, it was 36 degrees in Lake Michigan. The water temperature.
Did
yeah.
it smell pretty or no?
It was awesome. It looked amazing.
I didn't say look. I said, did it smell pretty?
It smelled amazing.
Okay, good.
It doesn't smell like Tulsa at all. It
smells amazing.
Sometimes Lake Michigan can smell not so great.
The river
but
is terrible.
I spent a lot of time on, you know, on my dad's log farm working with the family business. So he hauls to Amish. And it's very interesting to see what they do with logs because he's got a loader truck that sets the logs down, all hydraulics
right?
and everything.
Yeah.
What the hell?
I'm not even listening to your story.
I am.
No, and they have to pick up, use log picks and horses to draw that shit towards their mills. So that's kind of interesting to see. But I spent about 2.5 weeks up there, and I missed the hell out of it because it's pretty. There's no jobs, but it's pretty.
That's why you missed it, because you've been away from it. If you were up there for a while, like if you moved back up there, you wouldn't miss it. You'd be mad.
I would, yeah.
Well,
it's not like I make any money right now, but
uh-huh.
I'm a goddamn student.
See, my wife misses it when we got up. She's like, oh, I really missed it up here. But then after 12 days, she's like, I'm ready to go home.
Oh, I was ready to come home.
It's like Vegas after 2 days.
You got 90
ready.
Fucking degrees up there, and there's no AC. Nobody has AC.
Yeah, north, nobody's got AC.
So it's 90 degrees, humid as hell, and fucking you have to deal with a fan. Fuck that shit.
You
can only get so naked to cool down.
Yeah.
Hey,
you know, when I was in college...
Especially around your mom.
Whoa!
If there's anybody
college.
That you could reality get naked in front of, your mom's seen you butt naked.
But not
God.
Since I was like 2.
Yeah.
No. Things have changed.
No lots of things have changed.
Rusty, no matter how hot and humid it was in Michigan, at least you weren't in Ohio.
Oh, well. Yeah. That's because nobody goes to Ohio.
Ohio sucks. I hate Ohio.
Fucking Buckeyes.
It's a cesspool hosting.
It's terrible.
Cesspool
so did you play any hosting. Game while you were gone? Because I know you took...
You might play Hide the Sausage.
What?
Hide the sausage.
Mom, no, don't come in yet. I'm vacuuming.
They don't play that in the log farm.
The hell they don't. The hell they don't.
Which
what else they gotta do?
Exactly.
Holy
wait,
shit.
Hide the sausage.
Hide the sausage, my friends.
Wow. Yeah. All right, no, I did
take a dark
did
turn.
Take my laptop
I was
going to
say they have
there.
A porthole now.
Oh, house. You took... Wow, you took your laptop, huh?
Well, no, I need to, because...
I bet you do.
Well, I had to make sure that I had all my summer class stuff taken care of,
boring.
So...
Porn.
Boring, yeah. Well, fuck you. I
not
boring.
Porn.
No, porn.
Porn.
Oh. That's why I said I had the sausage, my friend.
Yeah. Well, there was porn.
All he's got to do is
there's
walk over
porn.
To his parents'
there's
TV
always
DK.
Porn.
In this day and age, there's always porn.
Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, but dial-up really sucks, I'm telling you.
They have dial-up porn.
Oh, I bet she was buffering,
it
too.
It was like fucking
it doesn't even get
line,
to buffering.
One line, boob.
Ooh.
Oh, there's
is
a little
a,
bit
is
of
that
a
curve. Boob? Is that a nipple?
We got nipple. We got
that's an elbow.
I'm done.
That's an
it's
elbow.
Herpes sore.
All right, then.
She made the mistake of downloading HD on a,
oh,
a fucking 56K.
Kids nowadays can make it off a dial-up. What is that horrible sound?
It means it's connected.
Holy shit.
Don't get a lull in sounds, because that's where you knew you
were. That's another reason why I won't ever live up there, because fucking dial up.
Hey, dude. At least you had internet.
No internet.
Wait, at least you had internet when we were out there.
My phone
nothing.
Had faster internet.
We had nothing when we were out.
Fucking, like, four.
Wait.
Phone
count,
had
they
4G. Fucking computer
Bedford
had
County,
they don't have that. They don't have broadband or DSL, but you have 4G coverage.
Hey, in Pennsylvania, you got to get a signal booster just to get internet in half the places.
Oh. You should have just turned your phone into a
hotspot. I tried.
Not enough signal.
Well, no. The feature's turned off on my plan. I don't have... My phone can do mobile hotspot, but the plan doesn't have
it. Why don't you just call them and activate it?
It will tether, though.
I don't understand why you didn't call them and get it activated.
It's done and over with. I don't even fucking need to remember all of the nights that I was frustrated with
blocking
porn.
It out.
I can't hide the sausage with no porn!
So again, other than hide the sausage, what did you play?
Oddly enough, I was able to hijack a broadband connection long enough to download and play a little bit of Hearthstone.
Oh, right on.
So when I went up there, I didn't know that my best friend from, you know, from basically grade school was also surprising his family. And we kind of surprised each other at the same fucking time because we were like, how the hell did we, like, make this happen? He lives in Florida.
It's like, you're playing Hide the Sausage too?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You guys didn't lock eyes, did you? That's really awkward.
Yeah, well, it was...
It's like on opposite sides of the table, just the light of their laptops, just looking at it.
You know that saying, what happens at deer camp? Yeah, it came from up there.
Uh-huh.
Deer camp?
Oh, deer camp. What the fuck
is
deer
camp?
You've never seen
deer camp.
Oh, my God. No. Escanaba into Moonlight. Watch it.
That sounds like a horrible remake of a...
It's a B movie, but it's all Michigan and it's all terrible and wonderful at the same
Welcome
time.
To Deer Camp.
What? Oh.
This one time A in Deer Camp?
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Who eats the beans?
Who ate the beans?
So, your all buddy.
Anywho, he's big into. Anywho. Fuck you. He's big into Blizzard games, so he plays World of Warcraft, obviously. He's trying to get me back into that game. I refuse the pandas. I will not play pandas.
I'm a panda.
I'm a furry.
Miss Pandaria.
I will not fucking play that game. I'm sorry, dude. Not going to happen.
Does he know? Did you
try to get him to play
leave?
Diablo, and he didn't have Diablo. I'm like, what kind of fanboy are you? And he got me to play Hearthstone, of all things.
It's not bad.
And... it's all right. I mean, I came from playing Magic the Gathering way back in the day, so it was kind of a dumbed down version of Magic the Gathering that lasts no more than like 5 minutes. So it was good because I could turn it off whenever I fucking needed to. But outside of that, it's a money grab. I mean, for sure, there's people out there that spend $50 to get the fucking 60 packs or whatever the fuck it is. It's crazy.
Not this guy. I have Hearthstone. I'm not addicted, but it's fun.
I mean, it's good for a pick-up, set-down type of game. And that's, you know, and that's how I was playing it, because I didn't have a whole lot of time to play games up there. So
I liked it. I know Matt plays the shit out of it, and he whips my ass at it every single time.
And it's the same type of card strategy, card luck situations.
Did he spend $50?
Matt spent like $20.
Yeah, it's...
He's actually done most of his... Like, it's kind of like... It has this whole system where you can earn cards through doing different matches.
Yeah.
Or you can actually buy packs, kind of like what you'd have done if you played Magic
right
back in the day.
Yeah, the packs are interesting. It only gives you 5 cards each pack, but it's...
Those are $10?
And no, the one pack is $2. So you get 5 cards for $2, or you can get like 5 packs for like $8 or something like that. But there's a $50 option that gives you like 60 packs or some stupid amount.
So and, $50.
Yeah, right.
Man, that's a lot of money though
for
a card game.
It is.
But just think if you went out and bought a couple booster packs in real life.
Oh no.
I don't.
Back in the day when I was
I
playing Magic
the Gathering.
I still
put this on the video game model. I'm just like, you know.
When I was playing Magic the Gathering back in the fucking day, every time there was a new expansion for the card game, I would go out and buy a box of starters and a box of boosters. That was $250 at least every single time.
I used to drop $250 a week down at Starbase 21, and they used to give me promo items like Deep Impact. I still have the shirt, but they gave me a Deep Impact shirt for free, and this one dude was like, I want a free t-shirt. And he's like, do you spend $300 a week here? No.
I know,
right? You don't get a t-shirt. And I was like, I used to get, they were crap prizes, but we were like, oh my God, I got something cool.
Have you ever done any of the tournaments, like the pickup tournaments and shit? Okay.
I used to buy them and then play and get my butt with my friends.
You know, here's a really interesting caveat to what you're talking about. So I've never played the Magic game online,
mm-hmm.
and it was on Steam for everything that they had.
Yeah,
for like $7.
Wow. Yeah, with the expansions and everything.
Everything all together for $7. I said, you know what? I can live with myself spending $7 on this. I can't live with myself if I spend $30 though.
That's not bad.
And it kind of reintroduced me to it, like that old inner nerd that I had way back when I was a kid.
Yeah,
I remember I flunked out of college playing Magic because I was like, screw going to class. Oh, I had. There's always someone would rotate in that had Magic. So
I had a I picked up a summer job just to fuel my Magic the Gathering.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. That was way back in the day.
And now you can think about it digitally.
You give your cards to your friend's nephew, and then all of a sudden they go off big and lot, and you're like, hey, I want my cards back. Oh, I gave you something else. Oh, you suck.
I gave an entire set away for like $50 that I should never have done that. Worth $500 now.
That's a lot of cards that go for high on eBay.
Yep. But
I don't have any of them anymore.
You know, and since I got back...
I haven't had any in for like 20 years at this point.
Yeah.
98 was the last time I ever had any.
Oh, shit. When I moved to Florida, which was in 2001... Yeah, 2001 is when I sold all of my Magic the Gathering cards, because I literally shipped everything I owned from Michigan to Florida by UPS, and I didn't want to spend the extra weight, so I just sold the cards.
Jesus. Don't you wish you would have?
I wish I kept them.
I know, that's right. You can buy the old packs, but they're expensive as hell nowadays.
Yeah.
Because they have all those really expensive cards.
So much cheaper.
But it's
cool to have the cards too, though.
Well,
I got so much crap nowadays, man. I don't know.
I don't necessarily really want to go to a place where, I mean, people may or may not have showered the night before or something.
I think in my age at this point, the last thing I want to do is bring a girl over and see my Magic cards. So, like, exactly. Now that I have them on Steam...
Yeah, you already got like your face going against you.
Like, that reflects you as well.
Oh, well. Nah, bro, not even close. You got no style.
Fuck, I'm the unbearded motherfucker here. I just noticed that. Look at that. Beard. No fucking beard.
Still won't
get Magic
cards. It don't matter.
Yeah. Still is also like a 40-year-old virgin,
hey,
too.
Brendan Hines. Hey, Brendan Hines is married and he plays Magic.
He didn't let anybody know, though.
Yeah, I bet he didn't play Magic until he was like, all right, honey, we're married.
No.
Right. Day after the honeymoon, I'm going to break out my deck real quick.
They play lots of...
Well, she's a nerd, too, so that makes it a lot easier.
Yeah.
Normal girl's going to be like Magic the Gathering.
Really?
Fuck.
Seriously? Let's go.
I got a lot of Game of Thrones. I got lots of Game of Thrones cards and I'm married. So.
Yeah, but girls are married. Suckers for Game of Thrones.
That's true, they are. I almost sent...
Are you current?
A Hodor card.
No. Everybody's current.
Nope.
We can pretend that Nos is current.
Shut up.
Guess what happened, Nos? Guess
what happened. We're on a podcast, so you can't say.
Guess what happened.
Son of a bitch.
So I'll write it down.
I thought about sending...
Fuck off.
I thought about sending a Hodor card.
Hodor?
With Mrs. Leigh to Vegas. I had a feeling that he was going to be there, but I didn't. I was like, no, he's not going to be there.
So awesome.
Fucker was there.
Pissed off.
They go see Hodor DJ.
Hodor?
Yeah. But
it's so weird that he's a DJ.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the DJ
vibe at all.
He's gay
too, by the way. That's what I learned.
He's super gay.
Yeah, that's what I learned.
Not just like gay, but
apparently
like super
gay. Apparently he's got a tattoo on, I don't know which eyebrow it is, of stars, and they have to like patch it out for the show.
So how far behind are you on Game of Thrones?
Like 2 or 3 episodes.
Oh my God.
Hey, those giants were nice, though. That was cool. There's only two of them, but they were nice.
That was an awesome episode.
That was a mammoth, man.
So you know about last night?
We're on a podcast. Shut the fuck up.
With my wife, and I was like, look at him riding the mastodon. And she's like, it's a mammoth. I'm like, it's a mastodon. It's a mammoth. We got in a fight over that.
Wow. Alright, so is that all you did your 3 weeks?
Oh, hold on.
That was spoiler a long alert. 3 weeks. Yeah, pretty much. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
Right.
Yeah, what a dick. I've started playing Darksiders 2 again.
What's wrong with that?
Well, I just, you know, just got the family share thing going again.
You sent me the request and I accepted it.
Yeah, and I thought it was just like that
y'all
was
being friends.
Easy. Yeah, no, really easy because you thought you were going to have to come over.
No, you sent me the request and I just had to authorize it on my side.
Huh. Well, that's.
And I got a notification via text message.
Oh.
Because you had to send me an email.
Oh, fucking A. Awesome.
That's why it was so quick.
Fucking A.
Awesome. Well, yeah, I've been playing that. I was playing that between E3 coverage today, so.
Yeah, so how do you feel like Zelda is? Because that's basically what it is.
Well, it's I know, but it's a Zelda that I can play on my PC without, you know, loading up a...
I'm not dogging it. Do you like it?
Yeah, I like it. Well,
sucks!
I don't know, I just wanted to dog it.
Shit. I just wanted to dog it. What the fuck? You scared me.
Sucks! Darksiders is fucking awesome.
Well, I did like it. I think it's a little watered down, but...
Yeah, it is.
You know, but...
They do kind of the open world thing with 2, where they didn't do it with 1.
Right. Well, they really opened it up. They could have scrunched it together just a little bit more, I guess. But that's an old fucking game, though.
At this point, but it's a worthy game.
Yeah, it's still worth playing, but that's pretty much all of
it's
it,
good
though.
Shit.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
cool. So, yeah, my week was Titanfall, and...
Yeah, he got on my Titanfall. Did you fuck my KD?
No.
You
not
better,
at all. It's still
you
above
fucking,
3.
You got the fucking car SMG. That much I thank you for.
No.
Grinding up to that
the shit's still
sucks.
Above 3, almost 4.
Alright, you better fucking... I haven't checked it yet.
Wow.
I don't let people play my... Because number one, I don't want to put them through that either, because I'm going to be an asshole every time they die.
Right?
And critique anyone that's on my like Call of Duty
or any type of KD.
He
can't play it while I'm here. Ever. Like, because... I was up north, and while I was up north, I logged into my Origin so that he could play it while I was away. So I have no idea what the fuck he did
to
my
character.
The
damage has been done.
Yeah.
The damage has been done.
I can't fix it. Anywho. But
what'd you do, Justin?
So that's all I did. Yeah. So what did you do?
Beat Dark Souls 2.
Whoop. So how's
again.
The game?
It's,
well,
it's not as opened up. It's not as opened up as the other one.
You didn't beat the... You didn't beat the console version. You stopped playing the console version to play the PC version, didn't you?
Yeah, I started over and then beat the PC version.
Right, so you never beat the console version.
It was
What's
close.
The difference?
Okay. Well, he said again.
He was close.
The motherfucker said again.
Oh, no. So,
I'm nitpicking today.
No, I play...
I've watched E3. I get to nitpick.
I got probably a third through the game on Xbox, and then a PC version came out, and I was like... No contest. I'm playing it on PC.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. The voices in my head were talking to me again. What game were we talking about?
Dark Souls.
Okay, good. Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry.
You focus.
I had voices in my head talking about bears and stuff. I'm sorry.
I will
playing
fully
Duck Blitz in your brain there?
No.
I fully admit that I didn't beat 2 optional bosses. One of those optional bosses had to be a magic user. I wasn't feeling like respecking and getting down to him because, yeah, I wanted to write a review this week, to be honest with you. And there's one boss that's optional that I got the stuff from him that I needed, and then I could fight him. Well, I fought him for a week, and I decided I wanted to write a review, so I went through to see how well the rest of it was, and I beat the rest of the game in a day. Or could have stayed on that same boss.
You don't
for
have
a week.
To defend yourself. Optional means optional.
That's okay.
Defend yourself.
It was a hard boss.
You know how many bosses I beat on that fucking game?
Was his name Fred, and was he a level 5
Not a goddamn
warrior?
One.
Yeah, so I'm only... There's only
was his name Fred, and was he a level 55 warrior?
No, he was a dragon, a talking dragon.
Oh, well,
could
fuck
be Fred,
you.
Level 55
warrior. Kill a dragon.
I killed other dragons.
Oh, well.
There's
you
more.
Dragon killer. Did Daenerys come to talk to you?
No.
Yeah.
Speaking of dragons.
So, anyways, long story short, that game's fucking badass. There's a review up on the website that tell you more about what I thought about it. There's
Don't
only
just
a couple.
Take my word for it.
There's only a couple of complaints that I have of the game, and it doesn't. The quest design. Just like the last one is fairly unclear, but unlike the last one, I knew that I had to ring 2 bells and then go fight 4 kings and then finish the game. Whereas this one did not tell me what the fuck I had to do to finish the game, so I had to look up what my progress route was after. I was like, I beat four bosses. I beat this king dude. What am I supposed to do? Oh, I gotta do that. So now I gotta go fight all these other guys. So,
I don't think Rusty's too happy with the game.
So that part kind of pissed me off. But that being said, that game's amazing.
Okay, I'm probably the only person at the table that does not like the Dark Souls franchise.
I don't have the patience for it.
Hey, Holly was here, she would agree with
now, me. Now, I did jump into New Game Plus. New Game Plus is like full-on fuck you mode.
Like, it's all what? Oh, F you mode?
Yeah, because Dark Souls 1, like, I'd over-leveled, you know, and because I played it really methodically, I probably put 55 hours in it before I beat the game. I put 40 hours in this game when I beat it. They were saying it was bigger. I don't think it's bigger. I think it's about the same size. There might be more bosses. It's just they're clumped closer together. But anyways, long story short, like, you start off in this area that's like a field. And you start under this, like, kind of this pavilion thing with columns. You walk out in the grass, and normally it's walk out in the grass. There's these little, like, rats. A few items laying around, and you go into this tent and talk to a bunch of old hags, and they kind of give you the story behind the game.
Grandma.
Well, in New Game Plus, you start out in that area. You walk out in the grass, and you're immediately assaulted by four dudes with falcons on their arms, which is a new enemy that I've never run into before in the regular game. And they're wearing this falconer armor that I could have picked up for, it's like a light armor. Yeah. So they shoot the falcon at you, and the falcon goes through you and, like, took off half my health. And of course, I'd already respect for sorcerer, just thinking, I want to try out this magic thing that I never
tried. That's why they attacked you right there. They're like, he's vulnerable, get
him! And then they have these fast attacks that came up and it hit me while their falcons were hitting me, and they fucking destroyed me like four times before I finally figured out how to kill them. And then two red phantoms come out right before you get to Grandma.
Uh-huh.
And then you get two big red phantoms, which actually were easier than the falconer dudes. But, like, long story short, like, everything was, like, full on. You are in New Game Plus. We are going to, like, face rape you at this point.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
They said, hey, remember that virginity? Yeah, we're taking it.
Like, I hadn't even got into the part where I start the tutorial.
You're like that one girl at that frat house.
So, but I'm still excited to play that some more, but I wanted to get through some more games. So, I finished Child of Light. That game's pretty decent, except for one thing. The rhyming mechanic, the whole story is told in rhyme, and it is stupid.
So, Rusty, why don't you like the Dark Souls franchise?
I don't even want to get into it right now.
You don't like a challenge?
Well, there'd be a pile of controllers in the front launch.
It's kind of, I'm not the, I mean, I can be at times, but it's a rage quit game. I'll throw a controller.
It's a rage quit game. I mean,
it's only when I feel it's not fair.
I think it's more fair than to give it credit for. It's learning the rules.
I don't have the patience for that shit.
As my friend says, I play games so I can win. I don't play games so...
I play games to have fun.
Yeah.
I have fun and a lot of fun in that game.
So when you play your Madden, do you turn down the AI?
No, because I'm amazing at it. Actually, turn down the AI. That's ridiculous.
The first time I played Dark Souls 2, I probably spent about 3 or 4 hours before I died the first time.
Yeah, not me. I was like, my buddy was playing. The first time that let's start you a game. Walk the out. First dead. Time I, this game's fucking stupid,
the
dude.
The first time that I died was because I read a message about jumping down to find loot, and then I jumped down.
You fucking idiot.
You know, I like watching Trent play it, because he'll hit it, and he's all like, I don't think they're telling me the truth. I'm not going to do this one.
Let's jump down again just to make sure.
Justin listened to the griefers.
I did, but, you know, I didn't realize it was going to be like that. But other things that... Child of Light, the rhyming scheme is fucking bullshit. I'm not a big fan of the rhyming scheme. The game itself looks really cool.
Do the rhymes at least match?
Barely. They come
up with
words.
So it's haikus?
No, just sometimes they come up with words to make the rhyme make sense. Or they'll mispronounce words in the dialogue so that it rhymes, which always irritates me. It's just to me, it's lazy writing. So...
Rhyming doesn't seem... That seems to be a pain in the ass.
But yeah, so they tell the whole story in text and in dialogue and rhyme. And that part's kind of annoying. However, the gameplay is very much like old school Final Fantasy turn-based combat. That part's really cool. The abilities are real cool. You don't have armor or anything like that. You're like I played it, I was like, this is a kid's game. Then it got really dark, and I was like, no, this is not really a kid's game. So, but I think I ended up giving it like a 4.
Did they have a cool, like, Freddy rhyme?
No.
Oh, that sucks. I like Freddy Ryan.
That should give me nightmares when I was a kid.
I was.
He's going to come out from my bed and just fucking stab me.
I thought.
You know, that's probably the one scene I remember.
To this day, I don't have a fucking bed that sits on a frame. That shit sits on the fucking floor.
Or a waterbed. Or a waterbed.
You see fucking... Oh, yeah, waterbeds are terrible.
I don't want to have my mom walk in on me. I mean, my...
Releasing your water.
I don't want that.
Releasing your water.
Excuse me, mom. Releasing my water. Don't look.
You broke Steve-O.
Oh, man.
Release the water.
Ma, I told you when I vacuum it, don't interrupt me.
The sock's on it for a reason.
Oh, God.
Ma, knock. I'm so embarrassed. What are you doing to yourself, honey? Don't look, Ma. Don't look.
He's reliving his childhood.
Did you ever get caught masturbating around?
No.
Rusty?
I did my wife once.
You got caught by your wife?
I did once.
Just once?
Oh, Jesus.
Did you learn your lesson, or did she teach you your lesson?
One was awkward, and one was out of a straight movie. But the awkward one was a weird experience.
Out of a straight movie.
Should the other straight movie and a non-straight movie?
No. One was a straight out of a movie, and then the other one was an awkward experience. Like, the straight out of the movie, it was like, oh, it's like, oh, no, you can finish. That was the good one. The awkward one was, what are you doing? Like, oh, nothing! I don't even know you! She shuts the door. I'm like, oh, man.
Did you finish?
I did.
Yeah!
Of course you finish in that situation.
Just saying. I mean, if then you had like 4 hours of not talking to
her. I mean, yeah, because you're not getting any for 4 hours. Right? So you might as well take care of business.
Exactly. So.
Did you ever get caught by your parents, Nas?
Not by my parents.
Who you got caught by? Parents.
Girlfriend.
Yeah, that's always weird because, you know, they take it as like a personal blow almost.
Well, at that point, it was
as long as you're
over.
Not looking at a
she's
mouse.
Like, why are you doing this? I was like, because we haven't had sex in a month.
Oh, shit.
Dang.
Jerk off on her. At a magazine,
jerk off right in front of her eye contact.
As long as you're not, I've learned from experience, as long as you're not looking at a magazine, watching a movie, or like blink, staring at your phone.
It's, so I gotta have some type of media to get like. I'm
it's
not,
easily forgiven because if you look at it, like oh, what does she me? Have that I don't? And that's the conversation.
Do
you
want
to
answer
have.
To that?
That's the conversation you don't want to have. But if you're just like, if you're like doing it like out of memory, like what were you doing? It's like, man, I was thinking of you the whole time. They're like, oh, that's so sweet, and you could play that one off.
Well, so. And it, to my defense, like at that
I
point,
think it's
it was
weird to
it
jerk
was,
off.
It was so. It was one of those things where she had already gone from go to work and everything. It was my day off, and I was just like,
she just like showed up. Your pants are down at your ankles in the bathroom.
No, I was sitting in front of the computer.
Of course you were.
And then she's like, "What are you watching?"
One that Jason's touching.
And no, this was a long time ago.
It's not a good conversation to have.
And I was just
baby,
like,
it's still buffering.
It was about
nothing.
A week later we broke up, and then I moved. Actually, moved
do you think
here.
That was it? Do you think
that
that's
is
why?
It.
That was
I
like
that was
why.
that was me. No, that was me. I broke up with her for a variety of other reasons.
She didn't help you jerk off.
Well,
no, I was very bored with her.
Oh, that's mean.
Bored. Holy shit!
There was a lot of other things that I just don't want to personally.
All right, then.
Berate her on.
Sounds like you just did.
Well, I that was
you don't fuck good.
Hey, I was bored with your ass. Your sister was better.
You can't take it back. Well, yeah, you can in editing, I guess, but...
Nah, it's not coming back. It's out there now.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. But it's the most important thing.
Some of her friends
though.
Listen to the show, and they know I was bored, too.
Hey, girl.
Hey, call me.
Call me.
I don't even know what we're talking about. I just like doing that movement. Hey.
The phone. Like, any phone looks like this anymore.
Yeah, right?
You should do the brick now. They're flat. Hello?
If you're really smooth, you go, hey, you point at them, and they'll just go...
Or it's like Steven at work, his big-ass tablet phone,
yeah.
And he has to, it looks like a fucking old man wallet. Like, it's like a
the
small,
aluminum wallet.
It's like a small purse. It's like an iPad he's putting up to his head. I was like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm talking about phone. I was like, no, you're not. So
don't,
goofy.
Don't play me like that. I know technology.
I think it's so big that I think he has to take his pinky finger, put it on the bottom, and support it almost with two hands.
I mean,
No, you've seen Steven's phone, though, right?
Yeah.
You
it's
know
like
what
mini,
I'm talking
it's
about.
Like a mini
Galaxy Tab.
Yeah.
It's like the, what is it, like the Note 27.
The Note 27.
Like,
yeah.
It's like it's got to have like 5 inches of width.
It's like
on
the
it.
Whole just slogan. The whole slogan ball. Where it's like, do you want a mini TV in your hand?
Where are you going to put it in your pocket?
Every time I see somebody with those big phones, I immediately
like,
think,
like,
sorry about
do
your
you
dick.
Do you want to feel awkward when you can't put it in your pocket?
Immediately, sorry about your dick. That and those big lifted trucks. Sorry about your dick, bro.
What about truck balls? How do you feel about truck balls?
I mean, I laugh. They're balls. I laugh.
You just think it's funny because they're just they're going back and forth.
I laugh.
Oh, that's a good time. It's so redneck, but it's so funny.
You, no one ever asked Jason. Everyone just stopped at you.
Have you been caught masturbating?
Yes.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It was the girlfriend's mom, and it was the girlfriend. And
I can't stop coming.
It's like Jason's grandma's boy. It's like Jason McNulty. It's always girlfriend's mom and
hold
my
on.
Girlfriend.
No, wait, I got to hear the preface.
It's like when
like,
you
caught smoking
happened. Crack once. What about my girlfriend's mom and my girlfriend? God.
So
it was actually the girlfriend and I together on the couch watching porn on the TV.
She's jerking y'all?
And her mom comes in the door.
Always. Her baby daughter with a handful of kielbasa. Oh my God, dude. How dramatic
like,
is
said,
that?
When she says, honey, this isn't how you do it. Let me show you.
I watched a movie. I watched a movie like that once.
I've seen pornos turn out like that.
It always does.
Mom just tosses Luke.
Yeah.
So, no. did she freak out and run out of the room?
Honey.
Oh,
did she throw shit at you? Like, no, we gotta slow down. Jason has the floor.
I gotta hear this.
Jason has the floor.
Go for it.
Her mom almost broke the door to her apartment as she slammed it closed, screaming, "Oh God!"
Just like that. Just like that.
That's what it sounds like.
Were you watching weird
she was
porn
a couple
too?
Octaves
was it like
higher,
a midget
but,
porn?
Hold on a second.
After 5 seconds of staring.
Well, okay. So
she got a good glimpse of it.
Oh,
yeah.
When she closed the door and screamed like that, did you finish?
Oh my God.
No.
Okay. Oh, you stopped right then there. Huh?
I guess depending on the friend.
No, then we just moved to the bedroom and finished it off.
Well, you know. Because that makes sense. That makes more sense.
I always imagine like the
like,
girlfriend's all right, mom.
It can't get any worse. Continue.
I always imagine like when the girlfriend's mom walks down and she has like that old smoker's voice, like, "Honey, you need this." Imagine or something. You know, I'm just saying. That's what I always imagine when someone says.
The bad part was it wasn't even my idea to finish. I was ready to be done right there and let her, get dressed.
Oh,
just
no.
After
oh no,
a
it wasn't my idea. No,
no, no. She was like,
I don't know how he got here.
She's like,
but little Jimmy had a
like,
different idea.
All right, I'm halfway there. Let's just get this done.
I believe this is how it went down. He's like, it wasn't my idea. And he's all like,
I'm not, no. Are you sure?
I was just staring at the ceiling.
Like, are you sure?
And you're pointing
at the
to ceiling,
your junk
this
the whole time.
Happened.
It's like, I'll get up. No, it's I'll leave. I'll leave. No, it's fine. Oh, you want to finish? Oh, okay, then never mind.
Mentally, I'm not here, but I'm doing you a service, so go ahead and just get done with what you're doing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just going to lay back on the bed, okay? I need a stretch.
On my back.
Oh, my back hurts. Oh, I gotta relax for a second.
You've got a really interesting ceiling.
Are those mirrors? Well, I've never seen this before.
Needless to say, that never happened in her living room again.
I got locked in on my mom one time.
It
when
was
I was
in
shagging.
Her mom's living room?
No, she had her own apartment.
I was gonna say, like, you're great, man. You got porn out and your dick out in her mom's room.
No. It was the girlfriend's apartment. Her mom just had a key.
Oh, that's a bad idea.
Yeah.
When I was
like, those are certain things that you find out. Now,
does anybody
you're
come
young.
In with my dick out? Okay,
listen,
I need to know these.
You talk about crazy. I was like 20, I used to go to a certain establishment
back in the Stone Age.
Back in the Stone Age,
and I met this girl, and she was really cool. There are quotation marks on cool, and she lived in Owosso.
Owosso,
right?
Owosso.
So she lived over there by like the first exit you take off. It's got like the by
you
the
don't have to get too
B
specific.
Stuff. Anyways,
yeah.
So we went over her house and we were chilling and stuff, and we started making out and stuff. And
one
I was like,
I said,
no one's gonna be like, you got to do the research. So I'm like, ain't nobody gonna like just walk in on us, are you? And she's like, oh yeah, well this is my dad's house and he's really protective over me.
Yeah.
I'm like, then maybe we should stop.
Get
and
the
she
fuck
says,
out of there.
She says, no, it's fine. Let's see if you can beat the clock. I'm like, I am gone. I do not. And I saw a picture of this dude. He was like the real Marine. I don't know if he's a Marine or not, man. Like the big guns. And he had that look like, you fucked my daughter. I'm going to kill you look. You had that look right there. Like,
yeah.
I know you're in my house, but I'm still a picture on the mantle. But yeah, she's like, no, I find it exciting if my dad gets here.
Yeah,
I'm like, no, I'm gone. I'm out.
That's
have a good day.
Dad issues.
The bad part was... her parents had a key to the apartment for emergencies.
Yeah.
So they just came and checked in on
date
night.
No, it was...
I know you're in there with my daughter.
No, her mom thought it would be great because her cat had torn up all of her blinds.
Honey!
To come in and surprise her and put new blinds in the apartment.
So she was she was carrying a bike.
She surprised her.
Yeah.
Like, whose red car is that outside? I don't recognize it. I'm coming in. Mom, no, I'm on break. Now I can't hear you. Hold on.
What was seen cannot be unseen.
Exactly.
You know, your girlfriend and her mom talked about your dick later that night, right?
Yeah.
They did. Oh, yeah. You either got rave reviews or she started questioning her daughter's judgment.
See, I haven't had him walk in when I was, you know, doing the deed, but I had a girlfriend one time. My mom walked in on me. She was supposed to be out with some friends, like at a biker rally or whatever it was, and she walked in, and all of a sudden I hear, I said, no! She's like, ah! She like slammed the door and didn't come back for like 2 days. I was like, this is very awkward. I don't know how to think about this. And the girl was like, are we going to finish? I'm like, well, all right, let's do this. I guess.
Man, we're here.
I didn't see my mom for 2 days after that.
Yeah.
And we didn't really talk
yeah.
for like a month.
I'm trying to decide if I'm going to tell a story or not.
No.
Do it, yes, you have to. Circle of trust.
No, it's just
circle of trust.
Thousands of people.
They are in the circle of trust as well, obviously.
Let's just share. It's just between us five and the internet.
Well, my wife doesn't listen to the show, so I was able to tell those things.
Yeah, well, you know.
She doesn't listen to this show?
She doesn't, no.
Yet.
No, she doesn't. And
so,
we'll keep it that way.
A while ago.
Well, back.
Gather round, children. Uncle Justin's got a story to tell.
Like many moons ago.
Oh, shit.
So, for a little bit, I had moved in with my parents because I was in college and I didn't want to stay. I was moving between the apartment I was at in Stillwater and I was going to actually move back to Tulsa. So I was looking for a place here, and for about a month I was living with my parents. That was a bad idea. Especially for this one instance. So I meet a girl at a show, and it was at like this whole like big metal fest thing we had going on here. And so I meet this girl, and she's a promoter for different things here in town.
Is she still a promoter?
No, not anymore.
Prostitute.
Okay. Yeah, she acts
much.
Like a prostitute. Oh my god.
Yeah.
It's the reason she was with Justin.
Seriously.
So, you know, my parents haven't seen me in a little while. Like, I see my parents ever so often.
Is this before the beard?
Yes, this is before. This is pre-beard. This is back shaved head days.
Oh, god.
But, so I bring this girl home who's covered in tattoos, and my parents are really religious, you know, so like, she's going to sleep on the couch. You know what I mean?
She's from
out of town. She's going to sleep from the couch. She's here doing some promoter shit. I was in a band at the time. I was like, hey, she needs a place to crash. She's over here from out of state.
My dad's just trying to be the good person. Oh, thank you.
And let her crash on the couch. And I'm just sleeping in this bed that I pulled out of storage, basically like a mattress that I had in my old room.
Did it smell like
a nasty
mattress? Died in it.
Huh?
Did it smell like an old person died in it?
No, it probably smelled like teenage jizz.
No. Either. It was actually a new mattress.
Febreze.
Febreze mattress, you know. So anyways, long story short, so she's hanging out with me. We're watching movies in my old room. And I was like, man, what am I going to do about this? I just met this girl. She's pretty cool.
Oh, I thought you were going to go, oh, look, it's a bed. What can we do?
We got fairly involved, and she was a freak.
Uh-huh.
To the point where I was railing it, and she was grabbing me, and she had long nails, and she was digging in my back and drawing blood.
Nothing tells a good story like
my dad doesn't knock. He just hears noises at like 1 a.m.
uh-huh.
to check on me.
He knew it.
It's a burglar!
Yeah.
My dad's not dumb.
Mom, get the gun. There's a burglar around.
And my dad peeks
jumping
in and
on
just
my
goes,
bands.
Oh my god. And I just hear the door quietly close, but I know what happened.
Ooh.
So at breakfast
I can't believe
in the
you're
morning.
Contemplating telling us this story.
No, and so
it's a heck of a story.
And so you know, the next morning, she has breakfast and
walk
leaves.
Walk of shame.
My mom doesn't know anything.
You had to walk of shame in your own house.
She leaves.
I'm gonna go now.
And I saw her a few more times, but not at
I
that
bet
place.
You did. Fucking tears your back up. I bet you did.
I saw her afterwards when I got my own place. But anyways, long story short, though, my dad just goes, "We will never tell your mom of this."
And,
hey, Gladys,
if you're listening, Gladys,
I'm not gonna say her name.
I was gonna say your mom's name.
That was your mom's making a joke about your mom's name.
No, that's my
Gladys.
Mom.
Don't listen.
My mom's name's not Gladys.
It seems like she could be a Gladys though. So sweet.
No, my mom's a saint.
What's the mom's
Gladys.
Name from that '70s show?
What is your mom?
That's what I imagine your
name. My mom's name is not gonna be mentioned.
Gladys.
I have a very unique
Gladys.
Last name.
Gladys it is.
So
Mrs. G. What's up, Mrs. G?
Jesus.
Did you make some cookies, Mrs. G?
We actually have a rule in my family that she can't listen to my podcast.
Oh, wow.
For reasons like this. Like, that's why I hesitate to tell this
What's
story.
What's your dad's name?
My dad also
has... Mr. G!
Wow.
You say he's a manly man, is that right?
My dad's a manly man.
You got a beard or just a mustache?
No, he's...
Because, like, having a beard is manly. Having just a big dad stash is as manly as it gets.
No, he's got both. I want to find pictures. Anyways, we got anything else to talk about?
If you ever have the Samuel Elliott stash, that's what it's about right there.
Yeah. And it's
something you can never have, Rusty.
Oh, fuck off. Just because.
Baby face.
Yeah.
Bruce.
Yeah, we've seen
I'm
going to
call your dad
Bruce. No, see, I grew a beard. No, I don't grow a beard.
He grows
basically,
soul
I've got
patches
a hair.
All over his
hair.
Face.
You have
one really long hair that you
wrap? Like, it's just my mustache.
Do like a comb over beard.
How do you like my mustache beard? My.
There you go, Steve.
Oh, he looks Russian.
Dude, your dad's all Instagram.
He looks Russian.
Shit. He's sexy.
Holy
he
looks
your dad now. He's like.
I'm gonna call him Igor.
He's doing that cool, I'm not looking at the camera shit because I'm cooler than you, son.
I'm gonna call him
that's
Igor.
A filter I take a fucking picture if I've ever
no,
seen
I take one. Pictures all the time. But
I'm gonna call
your
dad
pictures
Igor.
Of your dad.
Igor and Gladys.
Yeah, there's a
good
a nice
family
picture,
man.
Dad, right
that's
there.
A fucking manly man right there.
Hey, I'm gonna call your dad Igor. Igor and Gladys.
My dad is.
Got the rough old man face. Like he's seen some
he
shit.
He just looks at you and you think he's gonna give you that. That old timey wisdom.
I've always had this theory that dad has the dad face and I can never beat him up. Like regardless of how
have you ever challenged
like how,
have you ever challenged your dad before?
Yeah, and he put me in my place.
Okay, good. That's
have you ever challenged your dad?
Everybody has.
Okay. Well, I started this conversation.
Yeah, so my dad, 6'3", 260. He's in jail since I was 8 years old. I made the mistake one time when I was 7 of trying to buck up to him and
I did this when I was 16.
He whooped my ass at 7 years old, so I'm glad I didn't do it.
So you got
it,
Jason?
Yeah, I did. I decided when I was in high school it was a good time to...
Dad
will whoop your
ass.
Like everybody does that,
Rusty?
And their dad whoops their ass,
right
and you don't do it anymore.
Right before graduation.
No, what my dad realized was, because I was 5 inches taller and outweighed him by almost 100 pounds when I was in high school, it didn't matter.
Dad
the
strength.
First thing he did...
Is he threw everything he had into it?
No, he faked for my head, and the next thing I know, there is his toe planted firmly in my nutsack.
Because he brought you into this world. He don't give a shit.
It's not the dad toe.
And then I am
it's the long toe.
Yeah.
It's then, fucking steel
the
toe.
The ingrown toe.
And then I am on the ground with his knee in my ribs.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez. That's the 1949.
They
toe,
prove a point.
Toe in the groin, knee in the.
See, I thought I was a badass. I was 16 years old. I got my brown belt in Kempo.
Wow.
Like I wrestled. I did all sorts of stuff.
Apparently, that doesn't beat a white belt.
My dad,
dad
growing up in the 60s.
My
he's
dad
got
was,
you every time.
My dad was a man's man in the 60s. He was a state champion wrestler. He was a scrapper. He always got in fights, and he kind of grew out of it.
Oh fuck no!
So dad just plants an elbow in my chest, knocks me on the ground, and then hits me about 4 times in the face, and I was like, I give up.
Yeah, sorry, Dad. I give up.
So what did you do, Rusty?
Yeah, my dad.
All I did was I fucking stood up and challenged him. I fucking said no to his face. He came right up to my face. I said, "Fuck you," and he said, and he didn't fight. He just one split second, and then you could see that spark, and then all I saw was stars.
<That's funny. laughs>
He hit me so fast and so fucking hard. I didn't know what he got.
There is a reason my dad did not show me mercy. He was in Vietnam. His fucking army grunt who fought Marines all
he
the time.
And said, "Charlie,
Charlie."
I never challenged my dad that I have now. But when I was in fourth grade, I don't know how old that is. I had a stepdad, and he was from Arkansas, but he was skinny. But he had lupus and rheumatoid arthritis, and he you'd like hit him on his arm, he'd get a great big blood clot. So he was like the stern of, oh, you messed up, you're grounded for a year. So I was like on a 3-year I was on a 3-year grounding, and I was tired of it. And I was in my room. I wanted to watch. I was watching. It was a Saturday night, so I was watching Saturday Night Main Event. And he was like, "Can you turn off that wrestling?" It's blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I've had it out of you. I will whoop your ass." He's like, "Do it." And my mom always told me, "I'm gonna knock you in next week." And I was like, "Whatever." And I said, "I'm tired of you." And I swung. And that's all I remember. And like later that day, I hear. You gotta wake up. And she's like, my mom slapped me in my face. I'm like, where am I? She's like, I told you not to mess with him. I really thought I was gonna whoop his ass because he was all blood clotted up. No, was all I remember. Just like a right hook, and that was it. I have no idea what he did, but I was out like a light.
I bowed up one fucking time and danced. Just like that, dude. I went to get my diploma with a shiner.
They do those. Something happens, like a fourth arm comes out or something. I don't even know what happens. I believe...
He just pulls it out of his pants and slaps you across the head and says,
I believe dads can, like, split. Like, now I'm a dad now, so I'm really waiting to do that.
You're just waiting for that moment.
They hit you and you're behind your head for no reason, and now you're out like a light. And women don't get that either, because my wife's like... Well, I was like, you never. I'm like, it's a rite of passage. You challenge your dad, and then you get your ass stomped, and that's it. You learn. I'm like, I'm miss my dad no more. That's it.
And it happens to every. The problem is, if the dad falters, then he never has respect for his
son. Oh, yeah. He has a requirement to whoop your ass until he is old and able to walk.
But it doesn't always happen at a young age, though.
My dad's had 2 heart attacks. I still wouldn't fight my dad. Mm-hmm.
But his face, he'd whoop your ass still.
But if I was in a fight or I needed to get out of a fight, dad would be the person I would call. Yeah. Like, and he would have my back even if I was being a dumbass.
And even if you have like a stepdad and they whoop your ass, it like carries over. And you always see that
gleam. I whoop my stepdad's
ass. You always see a gleam.
I did. 16. He's tiny. He's like 5'5". He didn't, I wrestled my whole life, and he was a country boy that never fought and had a sweet mother that took care of him, so it was not a good look for him. I put him through our dining room table.
Oh, shit.
Like the rock bottom. I just grabbed him and picked him and just boom. And my mom was like, that's enough. I was like, yeah, that is enough. He's fucking done. Walked out, slammed the door like I was some badass. Man. Came back, I was in some shit. All
right. Yeah. So, on that note, before we go a break, because there is going to be a bit of E3 to talk about, don't go ahead and hit the answers for last week's question and get it out of the way.
Oh, yeah.
Right there.
Should ask so the first.
Right?
What?
I don't even right?
Hey, well, we can actually ask all three of them.
My brother right there.
They're sharing family photos.
So, our question last week, guys, was, what is the worst game studio franchise matchup you can think of?
Oh, I saw that too.
Media Molecule and Rockstar.
Nice.
I'm not familiar with Media Molecule.
Give me
Little Big Planet, Mod Nation Racers.
God.
Media Molecule is amazing, man. They're so creative. It's the way they.
Did you say the worst though?
That would be okay. Yeah, I mean you've got Sackboy, Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's
it would be cool. Don't get me wrong; they could make some great shit, but that's too polar opposite.
Yeah. Rusty, any ideas?
Grasshopper Manufacturer, BioWare.
Yes,
because you've got Lollipop Chainsaw, BioWare. Yeah.
That game was fucking fun. That game was fucking fun.
It had some badass music too.
That game was really fun.
I need to say that I don't know game studios, so
boo this man.
You can boo me if you want.
Just take the absolute worst game that you could think of, or absolute out there game studio.
I don't know game studio.
What would you consider your worst game?
Mix and match 2 bad games together,
or mix and match 2 great games, like I did.
Well, you take one bad studio, one great studio,
or you just take you 2 studios together, and you're like, oh, two God. Games that are polar opposites and mix them.
Yeah,
I'll get back with you.
Oh shit!
Right. So we'll go through the answers.
I'll let him So, Trent decided to chime in on Facebook and reiterated Bethesda's Elder Scrolls meets Volition's Saint Row.
Ooh.
It's Skyrim, but you can craft swords and armor out of dildos and go kill shit.
true.
Ren said EA and Westwood. Sad day that was so sad.
It's an interesting matchup.
Yeah. Scott said anything horror plus Mario.
Oh, no. No, that would be epic.
Booze. John said God of War and Harvest Moon. Kratos tends to farm to get back to Ares.
Make some good minigames.
Scott decided to chime back in. That makes me think Kratos Sunshine.
Kratos Sunshine. Kratos
Animal Crossing Silent Hill Edition.
Oh. Animal Crossing Silent Hill Edition.
Let's see here.
Oh, shit.
John said Heavy Rain Pokemon Edition.
Ouch.
Heavy Rain was fucking great.
Dave Roy said Dance Dance Dark Souls.
No.
Oh my god.
There was Typing of the Dead. There could be no better than that. Fucking Typing of the Dead.
John said Nintendo Metroids. Metroid is Nintendo, dude.
Yeah.
Maza said Call of Duty and Backyard Wrestling Games.
Nice.
Scott said Saints Hill. Technically should be bad. The dildo pad alone. Yet I might play it anyway.
Right.
John said Pyramid Head in Bling with a dildo sword.
Oh, God.
Scott said I'd play that just to see that bizarre image.
See?
John said Professor Layton and the Case of Catherine.
God, I fucking hate Catherine.
That shit was fucking weird.
God.
It was horrible.
That shit made me uncomfortable to watch my buddy play it.
It was horrible.
It's a little weird.
I played the
rapey
demo for it and it fucking...
It was very rapey. Not a little rapey, it was very rapey.
Scott said Sonic the Colonial Marine because you can't make it any dumber than it was.
Ouch. That would probably improve Colonial Marines.
Dave Roy said Dead Space Eroge Edition.
Nice. Jesus.
Scott said Paper Fez.
How that would work.
Super Devil May Cry Brothers.
Fuck that.
Lego Raccoon City.
I could actually do that.
Well.
On a terrible redundant ego angle, Lego Minecraft.
That's kind of the point.
John said Lego Saw.
That would be weird.
Yeah.
John said Game of Pokemon. The entire cast is Pokemon. Lots of monologues.
Just to hear him talk.
And Scott said, and they actually die.
And they actually die.
Pikachu.
So,
Pikachu.
So with that, did you think Pikachu. Of anything, Earl?
I remember when I was younger, I played a lot of games that are really craptastic. And I like it. I like, one of them I really like is because I'm an idiot. But I would say, looking back at it, it's really a horrible video game. But I would take Captain Planet.
Oh my god.
I know. Listen, wow. I'm a diehard Captain Planet.
I guess
I'm
so.
Is this Captain Planet NES.
You could have given me 1,000 fucking guesses, and I would not have went with Captain Planet.
I would go Captain Planet and Maniac Mansion. I played both those games religiously when I was younger.
Wow.
But that would be my two. I'm trying to think, and I'm like. I really
like bad time.
Listen,
before.
Listen. You already know from previous ones. I love DuckTales, so I'm not gonna put DuckTales in.
I got one last one. Battletoad, Dark Souls.
Battletoads, I like
Battletoads. Hard.
Yeah, that Battletoad shit. That's a fucking controller breaker. Fuck that.
You could, yeah. But that'd be my two because I'm just thinking back, and I used to get so frustrated with Maniac Man. But now. You could also throw Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure in there too, because that game pissed me off.
There was only one.
I hated because I would always. It didn't make me mad. I love playing the game, but
the Ninja Turtles NES version.
Mm.
That was really bad.
Really you could terrible. Go. You could go Ninja Turtles NES version, and you could add Castlevania in there.
Oh.
Ooh. That'd be a horrible mashup.
Yeah, it'd be pretty terrible.
Put your number down. I don't have it up here.
I'm not a big
but
fan.
But that's Konami.
Konami.
Oh, like my phone number?
All right.
Yeah.
So,
I'll just text you.
Woo, Steve-O's getting digits.
Right. It's that beard.
Just got
it's
real.
That beard. Well, I'm trying to send him the link to the...
It's like our beards can be sexy together.
Go. I sent you a text.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, hey.
All right.
I posted to my wall. I unfriended you.
And he sent me a picture of his dick.
So with that, well...
It meant magnificence.
Hey, we're watching a 70s porn. You know how we know that? Those dicks got sideburns.
And with that, We're going to go break. Be back in a minute. And with that, we're back.
I don't want to even be in there either.
I want to be in there.
Oh, of course you do.
I don't know what we're talking about, but I'm going to be the end. I'm going to be the opposite.
Yeah, no.
All I got to do is here.
So, evidently, Earl likes getting high on poo.
I don't like to get high on poo. I know how
that. Can we have a term for that?
Yeah, it's called something.
Yeah, oh, snooping.
Oh, snooping. Snooping. That's what it's called. Snooping. I'm not a snooper.
Dude. Fart in a bag.
You should Reddit that.
No, thank you.
You can deny it all you want, Earl. It doesn't matter.
Let it sit outside on a nice hot day, closed up.
I don't get sick when I'm talking about poo.
Did I ever explain that to you, Steve-O?
No.
So these assholes pissed me off and grossed me out one night.
He's a little girl.
He's really weird about poo.
I can't watch that. Zombies and poo disgust me.
So
you can't watch zombies?
I love zombies. I
know. Certain games, zombies scare me sometimes.
Just scare the shit out of you, right?
I can't play Insomnia.
You would not like Amnesia.
I don't like Amnesia.
You wouldn't like that shit, though.
Don't know what I like.
You don't know me. I'll play it right now.
But anyways, what I'm getting at is people take crap, throw it in like a beer bottle, uh-huh, and then piss in it and let it ferment with a...
No, we're talking jar.
No.
Oh,
yeah. No.
Ooh, a mason jar?
And they put a balloon over the top and the gas that comes out of that...
It does not sound like fun.
They grab that and then inhale it.
That does not sound like
fun. And then it makes them...
Do they not realize that stuff is that stuff is a toxic
new
byproduct of your body.
Let's go. Something else. Ugh, so gross.
Wow.
Byproduct of your body. I don't know why
stupid shit kids will do to get high. What kind
of
shit?
Back in my day.
Lick toes.
45 minutes worth of stupid shit we've done.
People thought you could lick the bellies of toads and get high.
So anyways... Jason, lead.
So with that...
Please, lead. For the love of God.
We are going to freeform a little bit more. Whoever wants to chime in, what is the biggest impression you've got from E3 on day one so far?
Jesus, here we go.
It's all about
it's all
the
I've
games.
Been fucking doing today.
It's all
is
about
watching
the
game. I'm going to start off because Rusty showed me something amazing.
Yeah.
Rainbow Six...
The Siege. Dude, that
was like
the gameplay for that was sexy.
That'd be Lawman. That'd be Rainbow Six Lawman.
So it's back. Under Siege. It's back the whole terrorist.
Oh, he is under siege. And Under Siege 2. Gary Busey's a douche in that movie.
So it's back to that whole terrorist hunt thing, and it was the whole, like, you know, like, what are those?
Breach and clear.
Stupid terrorist.
Tactical.
Oh, it was.
But it was more destructible. It wasn't just like, let's breach a clear door. It's like, here's a wall, and we just shotgunned our way through it. Like, it was fully destructible house.
Yeah.
Completely destructible house. Like, that guy breached the ceiling and dropped in.
Yeah.
That's freaking incredible. Aside from looking cool, that was incredible.
He shot through an already created hole in the wall to shoot out a window blind so that a sniper can shoot through the fucking window and get the, you know, dude that was... posted up in the fucking hallway behind a shield.
Yeah, and the only cover was the fucking riot shields. And what the terrorists had, like, what was it like?
They had deployable shields that they could put put down. They kind of look like blinds when they set them down and they stretch them out.
Like,
and
the riot
they can actually put those on walls and doors and shit so that they can block off certain entrances and shit. That tactical gameplay.
Yeah,
really, need to get really back to that because. The old days of Rainbow Six, man. I remember throwing my controller through a fucking wall because I remember one shot. What the fuck?
Yeah.
How do you like that game? That's gonna make you throw a controller through the wall, but you
this
don't
was,
like Dark Souls.
This was all right.
Different type of frustration.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like how you can see. Now you're just trying.
You pick and choose your battles.
No, I mean, you've got other people who have
Dark Souls
a
too.
Lot of fucking skill.
Dark Souls takes
games.
A lot of skill, too, not to die.
Yeah, well, that's just repetitive shit. Anywho, new games, not them.
Dark Souls 2 is a new game!
I'm gonna hit him.
I'm just saying, you're not winning me over with your argument here. I like this rage quit, but not this rage quit. It's all rage quit.
Play some Dutch Blitz.
That's a rage quit game too. Get play.
Don't let the devil in. All right.
I won't. That's why I bought the damn game.
But that game is fucking sexy as hell. Just the way it looked. Everything, you know.
That impressed me. I mean, like, I didn't know what to think. It's like Rainbow Six. I like Rainbow Six.
Yeah.
I
mean, well, it fell off a lot.
But
since
yeah,
Vegas.
I haven't played it in a while, but shit.
And Vegas was so much fun.
Yeah.
But then you showed me this, and I was like, fuck.
I'd play that.
Well, you know, they were pumping Patriots last E3, Rainbow Six Patriots, and then we didn't hear shit about it. And then they come out with this. That's how you make people forget about not having the old game.
Well, that's how you make people forget about bad presentations.
Yeah. Fuck yes.
Come back, and that came back hard.
That shit is... Yeah. I would say right now, it's probably the best looking game I've seen at E3. Mm. As far as it's got me most excited to play.
Yeah.
It's close for me.
There's a lot of good games right now.
That's close, but I gotta say, what we saw of No Man's Sky during the Sony presentation.
No Man's Sky was the... that was
procedurally generated universe.
So they've gotten a little further on that then, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
The gameplay that they showed wasn't just, like, starting off on ground and then going up into the sky. No, you started off in the ground discovering different things, got into your ship, flew into the sky, had a full space battle, flew into a different world, straight into a different freaking world, and doing dogfights over the terrain and fucking fly back up again. That's fucking
cool.
Amazing.
No Man's Sky, yeah. I've been kind of wondering about No Man's Sky.
Not only that, the guy, the developer, as he was talking about it, says that the game is truly infinite. Everybody that plays the game gets their own world. Every single
person.
In
this universe.
So when you are a new player in No Man's Sky, your world is created and other people can discover it.
Yeah.
That's cool as shit.
And so it's multiplayer in that way.
It's multiplayer in the fact that everything...
So are the dogfights with AI or with people?
Well,
they don't really get into that.
Didn't
I'm sure
reveal it that much. But the fact of the matter was, is when they were doing that, they were like, when you were flying into a world, it said discovered by and a gamer tag. So, you know, there's worlds out there that can truly be infinite. An infinite number of people could load into the
that's
game.
That's an interesting concept, because that means that your hardware is creating that. It's not on some cloud server. They don't have to mess with all that bullshit. It's just, we created it, we save it on the cloud or whatever. It's procedurally generated on this machine. Then you discover my... Like, I wonder if you can give me coordinates and say, hey, here's where I'm at.
Probably.
And we could meet up and then go shooting things in space.
Maybe. You know,
maybe building
each
own
world
place.
Will have, said, because it's procedurally generated, each world's going to be a type. You know, like, there's going to be desert types, and there's going to be, like, jungle types and shit like that. You know, and each one will probably have different resources. As he was walking out of a cave, he was, you know, he said that it discovered a type of resource. I forget what it was, but...
Fuck.
I mean, it's... Minecraft's pretty on steroids galaxy-wide.
What I heard him say was that he said every player that picks it up will have their own planet. No planet will be the same.
Right, but you can fly from planet to planet.
Yeah, but he said it's infinite.
Yes.
Yep. So there could be millions of me. You may never get to every planet.
You will never be able to get to every planet, because every new gamer tag that loads into that game will procedurally generate a new planet.
So the next thing for that is they need to put it on Oculus Rift, and then you'll just live in that game.
Well, I think they were actually working on that. I think that wasn't...
Are they working on PC right now? I guess it was at the Sony conference, so I guess it's
going to
be...
Well, that's because it's going to... When it comes to consoles, it's hitting PS4 first.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that was
two
funny.
Of us in the room.
Yeah.
You gotta play some whatever the fuck that was called.
It's, as long as it's a game for my PS4, yeah. Could use a couple of those right now.
No Man's Sky.
No Man's Sky.
Yeah, that looks pretty fantastic too.
That's impressive. That's using next gen in a way beyond graphics.
It's true. true. Yeah. Yeah. Graphics that's aren't always fucking.
That's thinking way outside the box.
And he was
they got really close with with Eve and having a large universe on on
but
one
was
shard.
Still fixed.
But it was still fixed. There was nothing new that was being created. Every time somebody loads in, that's new. That's fucking amazing. It's awesome.
Yeah.
And
that takes like MMO to a whole new level.
Yeah.
It really does.
I'm gonna play the fuck out of that game. I will buy a PlayStation 4 because I was not very impressed with Xbox's releases.
Mm. Say I throw another one out there, and I know I'm the biggest fan here, this Witcher 3.
Did you see any of the gameplay?
Yep.
Oh,
I was watching it with your old Steve-O before you guys got here.
All right.
Dude, after watching that gameplay, all I can see is you thought the sex scenes were good in 2. Wait for 3.
Well, it was one of those things that's way off about that game is they were just like, hey, we're a mature rated game. We're going to play this out just like a movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, look, there's boobs and you're interacting with it because you're part of the gameplay experience.
You can grab titties in that?
Well, not necessarily grab titties, but there are full on, like, not quite hardcore porn, but It's like an R-rated movie, basically.
Can you choke him?
No.
Jesus Christ.
Can you tune
I don't know.
Are you into that?
It's in the cinematics.
The first one was really hokey because you got these trading cards for how many girls you slept with.
Can you tune in Tokyo?
Yeah.
When I first played that, I was like, oh, what the fuck?
Gotta get all these cards. Gotta catch them all.
Nymph. Fucking like the herbalist chick, yeah.
The second one though was just really just part of the story. The Witcher sleeps around a lot, but it wasn't nearly the same. It was more part of the actual gameplay.
Yeah,
not the fact that there were sex scenes, but it's just like he had interactions. It wasn't the like everybody threw a big fit about Mass Effect having sex scenes, which were really nothing.
Yeah.
This showed lots of tatas.
Fucking God of War shows tatas.
Well, Colossus has a cock.
Oh, well.
But,
who's looking?
Wasn't a Colossus. What was
that? He was.
Cyclops. Anyways. but, no, the gameplay looked better. Witcher's 2's strength was the story and how it was presented in the gameplay choices. The combat was always a little bit difficult to get a hold of. This combat looked a lot better. That was always the weakness of Witcher 2 was how the combat worked until you figured it out. This seemed a lot better.
It was way better than Witcher 1's stances, though.
Man. I know, yeah. Change stance, wide stance.
You had different stances and you had different weapons for different things. And yeah. No,
well, I'm sure you're still going to have like your steel sword for your people and your silver sword for your monsters.
Did you see the fucking silver sword?
Silver sword looked cool. And it seemed fairly fluid in the combat how he was switching between, like, Igni and his other things, his different powers.
Yeah, well, the different signs that he could do, yeah, that was pretty awesome.
Because it always felt kind of awkward when he did them. It was almost like using a grenade or something in the old game.
Kind of.
Like, it didn't feel fluid enough to, like, I'm going to switch to using this, then jump back into sword combat. This looked like it was, using a power, then doing combat, then just mixing and matching it really fluidly.
Yeah. Well, they took a lot of the feedback from 2, and they're really working it into 3.
We're going to go on missions now it's not just like this really...
Did you read it?
Narrow story, where the story had branches on it, and you had missions. It still wasn't open world. It's like, I'm in this level, and I'm working my way through this level.
And you've got quests that you have to do
in that level. And this is just like you're all over the place like a Skyrim game.
Right. Even in that demo that they were doing, he was running after the griffin and ran into, like, what, 2 or 3 different fucking quests?
Yeah.
He cut that one motherfucker in half.
That was brutal.
It was fucking pretty brutal. Great.
Yeah, that...
I'd have liked to have seen it happen without, a little quicker. It seemed like it took a while to set it up, but it was still good.
But it still felt like it wasn't too actiony, but at the same time, like, it felt kind of tactical.
Yeah.
It felt cool. It didn't. And he doesn't look like, Dante from DMC. They made him even cooler. It's like he went from being the shaved Witcher to the Witcher with the beard.
Right. Well,
he's got a beard.
Beards are cool, right?
Beards are cool.
What up? Taking over.
I'm going to keep going if somebody don't say something.
And then I got to say, MKX just because.
Well, yeah. Fuck yeah, two new characters too.
Yeah,
chick with the fucking bees, and the other dude got the minion on his back.
He got the grub.
Actually, I had the feeling
she was stroking
the one on top was the one on top.
Oh. Oh.
And he was the minion.
So, Steve-O, you may or may not know this. Once that comes out, we can play with the developer.
Really?
Yep.
Yes.
Fuck yes. I love Mortal Kombat. That shit. That shit makes me happy, man.
And he will whip your ass.
I don't pick anybody but Scorpion.
Yeah.
Old school. You don't even know that. You don't even know if he came. I could be a fucking pro at Mortal Kombat.
You're not as pro as this guy.
You don't even know that, though. I don't appreciate you doubting me.
Hey, no, no, no.
Talk to him, Earl.
Hey, no, no, no. Don't tell him. Don't tell him that he should play.
Tell your friend.
No, I'm going to whip his fucking ass.
That's
right.
Hey, Brian. Find Steve-O online.
I'm going to whip his ass. Coming for you, Brian.
Do you think if he whooped Brian, you think Brian would tell anybody? No, Brian would be like, you know,
I'm going to whoop his ass with him. I'm going to get him in the corner and just sweep him the whole fucking round.
One hand behind your back. Put him on my feet. Take that. Done.
I appreciate you doubting me.
I think it's pretty funny that you're saying that. Like, I remember, it's like the story behind this is we went to PAX East a few years back, and me and Holly and Andrew went, and we were just like fucking around.
Red Sox fans.
And we were playing MK because we were big MK fans, and I didn't realize this guy had made the fucking game. I didn't realize he was Pat Boone's Padawan, basically.
Pat Boone's Padawan. That's kind of hard to say.
Yeah, it is.
It is. Jeez,
but, so yeah, he comes, he's like, oh, you like the game, yeah? Yeah, Padawan. And I started talking to him, and then he wanted to go out and have beers with us, so he came back to our hotel and we had beers, and I found out he's the co-creator of the game. So
just because you co-create a game don't mean you're good at it.
No, he's
probably incredible at it. Actually,
he's been doing. I've seen his setup, dude. I've seen a picture of this man's computer setup.
God damn, Andrews can lie.
No, he was telling me about all the fan people that will like play him, and then he'll let him win for a little bit, and then after a while he'll just start destroying people because he gets sick of it.
I'm gonna kick Ryan's ass.
So, but we played when it came out. We had talked to him about having a theater mode for MK, and then a theater mode came out in that game.
That's badass.
So, once that does come out, we'll have some gameplay sessions with Brian.
More Scorpion.
Oh, heck yeah.
So, but he's got to finish the game. He'll be busy as fuck
while
he's working on
that. That shit looks beautiful. Oh, my God.
Well, and
plus,
here's the thing with Scorpion in this one, too. Well, and here's the thing, though. Like, a lot of the guys that make MK, like he was telling me, he's like, yeah, we all play fighting games, etc. Like, he's a huge fan of the Street Fighters and shit like that. And they are into, like, the last Mortal Kombat is the first one that got entered into the tournaments.
Yeah.
Because they got it to where it was balanced enough they could do that, do the same thing in this one, I'm sure. Yeah. And then they're also going to probably take the brutality to a new level. Instead of just doing the bones breaking, something else will happen.
Well, I already saw in the trailer the bones breaking, which was fucking great.
They kept the
heart dropping through the hole that Scorpion put in Sub-Zero.
Like, to quote him, he brings the awesome to that game, and that's a lot of his ideas for that kind of shit.
You're going down, Brian.
Wow. So, but, anyways, yeah, Mortal Kombat, obviously, is always going to be a favorite of mine.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Who's your character?
My character?
Yeah.
Sub-Zero.
You fucking fag. God.
We do not condone
age. Sorry, I don't mean that in, like, against gay way.
Smoke.
That or Raiden.
Raiden?
Yeah, I'm pretty good Raiden.
Really? You know the only good Raiden?
Nobody likes Raiden.
You know the only good Raiden out there? Was the guy off of Big Trouble in Little China.
Yeah, I can throw that hat like nobody's business, and I can teleport like nobody's business.
That shit's so cheap, the teleport.
What? Fucking Smoke is not cheap?
Is so cheap. Oh my God.
That's why Jason plays him.
He's probably my second favorite. I like Ermac, too, though.
I can't play Ermac.
Yeah, he's one of those ones you got to spend some time with. Him and Rain both. Once you learn those fucking moves and combos,
he's gonna be
they're Brian, nasty.
He has to put the time in.
No, I'm just going to use Scorpion.
do the teleport behind him?
I have literally used Scorpion since the first Mortal Kombat game. That's pretty much, as soon as I realized you could fucking burn him and all that shit, it was just, Scorpion's so great. Sub-Zero's so lame.
I love Sub-Zero.
So lame. Lame He's a sauce. Pretentious douche. Like, people, him and Liu Kang.
You know, what we need to start doing is in our Liu break, Kang we need to start loading up fighting game tournament, and we're going to do that for like 20 minutes in between.
Sure.
We're going to get our skills sharpened again.
Put something out there for you, Steve-O. Maybe you should look at
it. I saw it.
Did you? Yeah. You see? I mean, maybe the other guy should go look at it.
Yeah, he's a hater.
I know he is. Sitting over there smug with a cigarette in his hand.
You use... Yeah. Sub-Zero.
Sub-Zero, Liu Kang, and I also use...
Oh, Liu Kang! Oh, like you said.
No, 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 wait. I said Liu Kang.
Oh.
Smug. Smug.
He's the worst.
Anywho, we have, on the same, you know, on the
Johnny
same
Cage.
Subject... Oh, fuck you.
Cage. Cage is the man.
With the
Such
kicks.
A douche.
They're going with Season 2 of Killer Instinct. That was released with the Xbox... stuff. So they've got, I think it's TJ Combo.
TJ Combo. Was he the Native American dude?
No, he's the fucking dude with the
with the boxing gloves.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So they're gonna continue on with that. So they're that's.
And then right. Old school skin for Skeletor. Or shit.
Skeletor.
Skeletor.
I know,
He-Man.
I know, yeah. I know the character that you talked about.
I wrote the He-Man.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Anywho.
That's awesome.
I was going to say some other things that I saw that I'm super excited about. Dragon Age Inquisition. I was pretty alright with that.
Dragon Age Inquisition.
That video of the four player against the dragon looked awesome.
Yes. That, you know, where you can, it's not just the, you know, the dragon's hit points, you are attacking the hind legs, the front legs, the tail, and shit like that. So you can take out certain parts of the dragon to prevent attacks. Dragon Age Inquisition is bringing back the where you can pause the gameplay and make your moves. So,
I'm okay with that. I am super okay with that.
Because that was the best part of Origins that they took out for
Dragon
Age 2.
Aside from the graphics sucking so much ass.
Right.
Even back then, the graphics were bad.
Right, but you're going to get the tactical gameplay back, but it's still also going to be action-oriented so that you can still play. If you liked the gameplay from 2...
I liked how the animations were.
And I'm
and I really liked
a little bit when I say that because... It was hard to get into.
I liked the story. I just didn't like reusing the environments.
Well, that was my major concern with it. But I enjoyed Dragon Age 2 because I like Dragon Age and I wanted to like it.
Yeah, where Dragon Age Origins was like a pretty strong, like near perfect game aside from graphics. Where 2 was a very imperfect game with some really good elements to it.
There's only one part of Origins that I hated. And that was the section where you have to like turn into a mouse and fucking go.
Yeah, that was stupid.
That sucked. But outside of that, amazing game, and I'm really looking forward to it.
I've played through Origins with every character type.
Really? That's nice. I've only done the warrior and mage.
I've done all the origin stories.
Really?
That's what I'm getting at. Not every character type, but every origin story.
You for the achievement, all you have to do is just get through the origin story part.
No, I know. I beat the game with it.
Oh, you beat the... Fuck you. You've got to be better than me.
I played the shit out of that game.
All right. Well, you know, I still have it, I think.
I got it on PC and an Xbox.
I happen to think about that now. I don't think I have it anymore.
Other things I saw that look cool. Division still looks great.
Division?
Yeah.
They've improved a bit more. They worked a little bit more of gameplay in it. But it didn't really show anything new.
No, but I'm still excited to see
core
that
mechanics. There still look solid.
Well, I mean, the mechanics themselves look okay. I still am digging the fact that they haven't trashed the map that takes up the entire.
I just
want
to know what people
map.
Are getting it on because I need to know that.
PS4.
Well, I know Steve-O.
PlayStation.
But
4.
I need to know like what if. Two of you guys are getting it on the system, that'll solidify it for me.
PlayStation 4. I'm going to end up with getting it.
Solidified.
Right there.
Okay, we'll get it on PS4.
If I can get it for three friends, I can get it on PS4.
Boom.
Yeah.
I just gotta know three people.
You know, I just need to have somebody like buy a PlayStation 4 for me. But
well,
you know,
if you
it's still pretty. It's still amazing. And it's
I like the concept of like kind of open world environment, go in with your friends, co-op. Co-op.
Well, did you see
Steve, you're talking about the co-op. I like the Assassin's Creed.
As much as
Unity stuck out to me some, but I'm a little burned out on Assassin's
well,
Creed.
Well, I like the co-op on Unity. It makes me want to play it.
Okay, well...
That's a new idea that I think is interesting.
The way that they introduced it is that there was no change between single player and multiplayer.
Yeah.
Your multiplayer happens...
A lot of games say that, though.
Your multiplayer happened organically.
It's what it looked like.
Right, but say you don't know the players. So now you gotta communicate. People don't know.
Nobody's got a fucking mic.
Yeah. Well,
they weren't talking.
It's
just
like freeform chaos at that point.
They weren't talking. I mean, assassins don't need to fucking talk. They read minds, man.
See, that's the game
but
you
just
don't want to play with random people. That's
what I'm saying. Like, you
friends.
Would all have to be queued up in the same part of the story.
Yeah.
Let's do this together. You
well,
know?
Not necessarily. I mean, if it's drop-in gameplay, I mean, it's...
I mean, is
it going to be specific events that are multiplayer, or is
I don't know.
It
they just showed it just dropping in.
I think it was dropping. There's not enough information for us to be able to determine that.
Yeah.
But
we'll talk about it next week.
But
we'll
still, I like what it looked like. That made me want to play Assassin's Creed again.
Well,
yeah,
the French Revolution is actually
that's an interesting time.
Timeline.
War with the Friends. We
worried about it after Black Flag. Because, like, where was it going to go from there?
Right.
So this is a really good way for it to go.
They will continue to make those games every year.
They will, because people like it.
They're good. I mean, don't get me wrong. I haven't played one that I'm like, this is a bad game. They should not have made it. They should have improved it, but there's never
one
that's just a
there's
bad
nothing,
game.
Nothing bad about Black Flag. I just got a little bit repetitive.
There's fucking sharks. That shit's fucked up. I don't like that
shit. I was hunting the white
whale. I'm worried about water anyway, and that shit just exposed my fears even worse. It really did.
Well, here's Sharknado.
Oh, that shit.
Being the one who played it to completion first, I gotta say it, the game as a whole felt like a step back a little bit from 3.
The combat was fucking sweet.
The combat was good.
Yeah, but there's not as much sneaking around anymore.
But
like, there's enough being an
assassin.
You
can sneak if you want.
Well,
if
you want,
you can
but you get what I'm saying.
With that's where they're gonna bring it back in Unity. It's not as open as Black Flag was. You're not sitting on like undeveloped islands and shit.
Climbing
and
free run was more difficult in Black Flag.
Yeah,
than
it was a more
free.
Parkour
yeah.
to it as
you know,
well.
You bring back the building climbing and and the drop assassinations and shit like that. And it's really awesome. And of course they've got guillotines, man. Seriously, fucking guillotines. Let's see other fucking games that came out that
talking about parkour. Mirror's Edge 2.
So I didn't see that.
All right,
I'm worried, but goddamn, I love the first one.
I know the first one's amazing.
Mirror's Edge 2. If you read at the bottom of the screen, it wasn't alpha. That was conceptual gameplay. So,
yeah, I mean, it's a ways away. It's a ways away, by all means.
So,
yeah, that's what when I was looking at it's like the Battlefront stuff that wasn't really a trailer or gameplay or anything. It was just like,
that's okay.
We're making the game.
Don't say anything bad about Battlefront. Come over the table.
I'm saying that they didn't release really anything. You know what I mean? They didn't tell us much.
They're
right.
doing the due diligence for Battlefront. Though.
They got one thing right. They're going back to original trilogy material.
Don't try and write a new story. That's hard.
The
especially when a new story
is
getting written right now.
The portions that they had already rendered, which was...
Hoth
and
Endo look sexy, and so did the AT-ST.
I mean, it was still quote-unquote conceptual gameplay because EA was very heavy on the word conceptual.
Man, they were fucking... golly, blue balls. For real. Look at what you could have, but you ain't touching it.
But what I saw looked pretty awesome, so I'm looking forward
to that.
One thing
with Mirror's Edge 2 is they're putting combat in it, and
it was never really part of the game. Though,
well, this is and this, but I mean, like, she does some work in the combat. It didn't break up the flow of the free run, but I don't know. It's just the game is supposed to be about free running and finding the fastest path. So it's weird when you try and change a very proven. Franchise,
right,
just even slightly, but that's a lot to change to go from really no focus on combat to integrated in. But they did say it was going to be kind of pick and choose times for combat. You'll still have the core free run stuff.
Yeah. Let's see. Big reveals with the Master Chief Collection, Halo. right. It's still
give me
Halo
money.
1, 2... 3, and 4 on one disc, and they're bringing back the multiplayer for each one of those games. Not only that, they're including all of the maps for each one of those games, including all of the DLC maps. And they're including Forge for I think all of them, all of the things, because they said Forge is going to be available for Halo 2 maps.
Yes.
That means that in, you know, in matchmaking for that game, you can matchmake for 4 different games in multiple different levels, and you know, say you're just going in for you know, like a team deathmatch situation, you're going to go in there and have access to all the different games, and it will just load the engine for those games. On top of that, they're giving Halo 2 the anniversary treatment, so you can hit the back button and see the difference between the two.
And
it looks freaking amazing.
All 1080p, 60 frames a second, so, blah, blah, blah.
Congratulations, Microsoft.
Yeah, so it's really good.
Oh, they said 1080p for every game today.
Right. Yeah, well, they have to.
They really have to at this point.
Yeah, that was their catchphrase for the
I mean, Xbox had 1080p as their thing. Let's see. Girl. EA had
No Man's Sky.
Conceptual.
I've seen it. Yeah, so I was saying.
Ubisoft had
Completative.
Competitive is their word. And Sony had Frantastic.
Fucking buzzwords. Die in a fire.
See, other news. Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, you get to rip doors off of cabs and use them as shields. But apparently, you can't rip your buddy's arm off to save him. Go figure. Then you lose your own fucking arm. I love Call of Duty.
Battlefield Hardline.
Signed up for the beta.
It was down for me when I tried to...
oh, yeah. There's a backdoor, though, on PlayStation. My buddy told me if you go watch live video, go live on PlayStation to somebody streaming it, there'll be an option that pops up and the download works every time.
Huh.
Every single time. It's like a backdoor.
Nice. PlayStation, don't listen right now. Awesome. Don't listen, PlayStation. PlayStation,
but
don't listen.
The Hardline, that's the cops and robbers that everybody was...
Everybody's big on the cops
about.
And robbers thing now.
I was watching some coverage on it, and they were like...
I think I'd have a lot more fun with fucking Rainbow Six, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but that shit looks...
See,
when you compare the two, it was fucking apples and oranges.
Right.
Seriously.
Apples and oranges are just... Black and white, good
apples
bad.
And shitty apples.
Apples and fucking rotten apples. I mean, Battlefield, it was Michael Bay does like.
Lens throw.
Well, and explosion. They're knocking off an armored truck, and it's like the fucking police come out of the woodwork, and
yep.
People die, and half the city gets leveled.
Yep.
It's. Armored truck, what the hell's in it?
Yeah.
Is it worth all that destruction? I mean, seriously. Anywho.
No Man's Sky is fucking badass.
Doesn't it? You're seeing it now?
This is stupid.
I
didn't even know it
was
going to... The original impressions I got was it was going to be, like, very indie looking.
No, this is really awesome.
You know how many people are making this?
Like 10. It's a very small...
Like 10.
Well, yeah. They're sitting back and they're saying, once this releases, we're just going to sit back and watch as this thing becomes organically huge. Because that's the way that this...
That is stupid.
Yeah. No, it's a game that I will end up...
With. That is stupid. Yeah, that's... That just bumped way up my list.
Yeah, dude, I told you. All right.
Oh, beautiful. My other pretty that caught my eye... Today
pretty?
Was Crackdown.
Yes.
So I wouldn't have
that shit didn't work for me.
Well, they released Crackdown. Well, it kind of brought it back to the original Crackdown instead of Crackdown 2, the zombie version.
Yep.
The original Crackdown was pretty amazing in its own way, but dated. They're bringing it up. And, I mean, so your drone doesn't get into the fucking city. We're going to take and drop another fucking building on top of you and see how you like it. On top of that, we're just going to throw a fuel truck with a bunch of explosives at you.
Yeah.
If that doesn't get through your shield, I don't know what will. Fuckers. Now, that one, I'm not entirely too great on.
I loved Crackdown. But I didn't like too much, but I loved the first one.
I got it on the free games thing. I never got really into Crackdown. I know some people that associate themselves with the show. I know TVGP loves Crackdown. I just never really got into it.
This is Crackdown 2 is the one that I played, and then I played the original. And there's night and day differences between the two.
Yeah. Crackdown 2 felt way rushed.
Yeah.
Full of bad ideas.
Zombies. All right.
Zombies make games better.
That's true.
Not always, not by really. Any means.
Zombies make games better. Dead Island 2, anyone?
Yeah.
Did anybody even care?
Meh.
I didn't even finish it.
I was surprised that the trailer didn't bug. fuck. How about Sunset Overdrive?
I forgot about that. See, that didn't. It made an impression, but it didn't make an impression.
See,
I'll know more. Like I said, I wrote down the stuff that really stuck in my head. Way more excited about Bloodborne than I am about Sunset Overdrive.
Yeah, Bloodborne.
For you don't like it because it's part of the trilogy. It's part of the franchise.
Well, Bloodborne is from Software, so
it's a whole new thing now.
So it's a new IP. I don't like the Sunset Overdrive. It didn't wow me like a bunch of other people did. I mean,
I had some. I watched a couple of things on Xbox actually when it came out, and I just was like, "Yeah, it might be all right."
Yeah, well, it's loot based, shoot 'em up, zombie ish type.
It felt like a really fast moving Dead Rising.
Yeah, and then you've got the cheesy ass little fucking like words that say boom or burr and shit like that.
Well, I feel like we had Bulletstorm, and I felt like a lot of people hated on that game, but it was really fun. I had a whole lot of fun with that fucking game.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it just kind of hit the same kind of thing that I was... It scratched that itch a little bit, but I wish it was more offensive.
You wanted more offensive?
Yes.
Alright.
Attaboy.
I just wasn't doing it for me.
Shit.
Speaking of Dead Rising, though, did you guys see that Capcom trailer that they released?
55-word all right. title.
I got the name
for it. Yeah,
Super Ultra Dead Rising 3 Arcade Remix Hyper Edition EX Plus Alpha.
Yeah, it was just like, hey, we threw all the fucking crazy shit from Capcom into Dead Rising. It's a DLC.
Seriously,
it's $10. It's available right now. Actually,
$10 ain't bad.
I might play it.
But it gives you access to,
if you've ever played Dead Rising 3 and you like that style of game, it's a fucking joy. I love it. Dead Rising 3 does it right. It's the best one out of the franchise.
Zombie games, dude. I'm a little
zombie games are stupid.
I'm a little over them.
What about Left 4 Dead?
Oh, that brings up an excellent point.
Evolve.
Fuck yes.
Oh my god, I had not seen a bunch of
the Kraken
information about Evolve until, you know, the E3 coverage. And
really,
IGN had a gameplay session where they played through an entire match while they were doing it in the post game. Bitching, I'm just saying, fucking amazing idea. And
that's really good.
Yeah,
beta and DLC first on Xbox One. Just saying.
Right. So
no one cares.
I mean, that's another catchphrase for Xbox was beta. That was the word of the day for everybody. Everybody had some form of beta.
Yeah, because you got the Destiny beta with PS4.
Right. Oh man. I'm going to get Evolve, too. I think I'm gonna pick that up, but I don't know if I'm going to pick that up.
A lot of this stuff's not coming out this summer, so I don't know.
Right. October is the month this year.
Month to be broke if you're a college student, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, for sure.
So maybe we'll just open up and donate to Rusty.
Please.
Kickstarter.
You got old games you can sell?
No. Damn. The ones that I can sell, I'll probably sell for like $5.
Total, yeah, but do 12 of those, that's $60.
No, 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 all of them.
Sell a kidney.
That's right, I could sell a kidney.
That's true.
Does anybody else have anything to add? Because at this point, I think we'll go more in depth next week, and I think we're just kind of hitting some things that wowed us.
Far Cry 4?
Yeah.
I'll throw the odd one out there that nobody else will agree with, but Little Big Planet 3.
Ew.
I am so...
Did you see the gameplay for that?
So stoked on that game.
I mean, other than the fact that the people that were playing it couldn't play the
fucking
game at all.
God, they didn't have a clue what they were doing. My favorite part of that game... Have you ever played Little Big Planet?
I haven't played a lot of it.
So, it's great to play with two people, or three or four, because you can smack them. You got your little guy, so your six-axis controls everything, and you can just fucking... So you wait right till they're about to jump over a platform, smack the shit out of them, and they fall. That shit's great. But it's got, you know, they've done one and two, and they kind of reached that limit on what they could do with Sackboy, but they got three new characters with them, and one guy that's a giant and can get small, another one that's, like, flies.
What
and
a
then,
guy that does that, too.
Small and extra small.
Going with the giant head.
My favorite part of it was on the... The PlayStation reveal and the guy, what is his name? The president, CEO, what's his name?
Kaz, I think.
Kaz Arai?
No. Kaz, no.
No, he's not in anymore.
No, I forget what his name is. Anyways, I miss Jack.
Anyways, he used to be part of it over in Japan. He came over here, but he was talking about the whole join in game, and he was like, you could. He's like, we're going to promote this, and you can jump in. He's like, you can better someone's game? Or you can mess with someone's game.
Griefing.
We're not telling you what to do. And all I heard was, Sony was like, you can be cool, you can be a douche-ass troll.
You can be a dick.
That's it. That's, they don't care. They just say do something. So I thought that was funny. I was like, you're promoting people being douches. That's what you're being.
Did you see Let It Die, Rusty?
Let It... Yes.
I watched it.
I want it to be great because it looks like some brutal fucking killing, but I don't know how they're going to pull
that
off.
That game was iffy when I seen it.
It looks like it could be great. There was some brutal yeah. killing. Live action, brutal killing. But
yeah.
It's hard to say.
You know what that game came off to me as? It came off to me as like a hardcore mode RPG that you just kept going.
Yeah.
So, I mean, because you were going, you know, as you were going, you know, you were fighting other, you know, other people, you could see their levels and their health, and you basically got your gear from them.
Yep.
So it looked like a hardcore RPG where when your character dies, you start back at level one.
Which sucks.
But
it's called Let It Die?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was Deep Down, did they talk any more about
that? No, they did not talk about Deep Down.
Been wondering what they're doing with that.
And the last shameful Sony plug is new Infamous standalone DLC. First Light, new character.
And you don't even have to have...
You don't have to have Second Son.
Yeah.
I think it's like $15 is what they're touting it as, which
well,
is beautiful.
Right. Well, that's in the same light as...
Festival of Blood, like they had for Infamous 2.
Blood Dragon. You know,
Blood
was
Dragon
the same,
from Far Cry.
Yeah.
That game was the shit. I don't know why it was so good, but it was so fucking fun.
Because it was an homage.
And Star Wars Battlefront.
Yep.
We'll just circle back to that. It'll be 5 years before we see that game, but fuck, I don't care.
But, I'll
buy it. You got my money when you want it, Dice.
Well, Let It Die is Suda 51.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like,
That ought to be interesting.
Yeah, because it ain't all fucking...
Yeah, Suda 51 is not afraid of being fucked up.
No.
That shit is definitely a dark game. I mean, you'll watch a little bit of it. There's some brutal killing in it.
Yeah. It's worth a look. I want to see if they have any gameplay of it.
If they can pull that shit off, though, man. I think, to me, that was the theme of E3 this year, is if they can pull that shit off. If they can pull off Rainbow Six Siege to be that consistently great, if they can pull off The Division... If Mirror's Edge, if they can pull off combat, Battlefront, if they can get the game out. just get the fuck... I'm throwing my money at the TV and the game's not coming out for some reason. Bloodborne is going to be what it is. It's going to be great.
What's the fuck up with all these guys fighting their underwear?
See, that's the thing. I mean, you start out with... Well, I mean, what was the game that you get... You know, you start out with a fucking rock and you're naked?
Rust.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Is that game ever coming out?
Have you ever played that? It's on PC. It's the guys made Gary's mod. Uh-uh. It's like kind of like DayZ. You start off in a world, you can craft everything, but you start off with a rock.
Yeah.
And you start off with no pants, no nothing.
Nothing.
You literally start off with your junk, with like little baby junk.
Baby junk?
Like completely.
You don't got a character editor?
No.
Is there a mod? Is there a mod?
Yeah, I guarantee there's a dick mod for that game.
Well, it's an alpha still. Oh. So like everybody looks the same. So it's like these guys running around with just little
Frank
and
baby dicks.
And like the big quest for me when I started off that game was get some pants because this
cover
shit's
up
embarrassing.
Your shame. Yeah,
this shit's embarrassing. So like I'd go hunt some animals in the nude, kill them, take their skin, and cover my pants or cover my groin. You know,
please.
The only way to make hunting more dangerous is doing it naked.
That's
nothing
not like
a
sheep's
bait.
Blood on
That's
your
not
cock.
Bait.
It's not bait.
That's why you don't swim naked in the Amazon.
God.
Piranhas.
That'd be a scary way to die.
Wow.
A piranha
bites your nuts off.
Oh, no, I'm
not right there.
You went way dark
that
with it. Yeah.
Awesome.
Oh, that is pretty amazing.
What was it? The rundown. Whenever he was going to take his pants off to swim, and he was like, "Pinku, the little thing swims up here."
Oh god.
So, oh, we're not talking about the thing swims up for people.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, fuck that.
Pinku. It's like a fucked up version of sounding.
So. Well, watch more of it here in a second, but a non-E3 game that I saw something for this weekend that I'm kind of digging, Dying Light. Have you seen anything for it?
Yeah, Dying Light's been around for a while.
Yeah.
Get
with the times, McFly.
Right. Well, what impressed me was they finally put a full 12 minutes worth of gameplay on IGN.
Yeah, it was basically... what was it? Dead Island, but way better.
Yeah, it's tech.
And it's the same people that made
it. It's Techland without crap.
Deep Silver,
yeah.
As soon as I saw the Deep Silver logo pop up on the screen, you saw me. I went whatever was in my hand. I threw it, and I just fucking looked away because I'm like, oh god, it's gonna be another Dead Island, and it was. So, yeah, that's pretty much all I've got. I mean, I've got some games that I thought was fucking hokey as shit.
Well, we'll go through that next week. I think next week will be kind of our version of the not-quite-so-all-access coverage.
Yeah.
Where we highlight the stuff that we think is cool.
And a little bit more structured.
Well, and honestly, like, we aren't the people that traveled to E3. I'm just going to say that out loud, and I think you guys know it, but...
Man,
I wish I did.
I would like to go there at some point, and at some point...
Anybody wants to sponsor me?
Yeah.
Look.
Hey, at some point we will, but when we're not the guys that have a $100,000 budget to go to a trade show...
Well, okay.
Yeah, ours is a little less than that.
This is
more like $700.
Do
we have money for M&M's this week?
Get this shit. I may be able to work it out with the college to go to E3 next year. Because it's a tech show. So I might be able to go to E3 because if I put in the request now and I just gotta stay friends with my boss, you know. But if I put in the request now, he was already talking about taking a couple people to E3 because he's wanted to go. And the college will allocate funds to do that.
Oh, that'd be really cool.
So that would be fan-fucking-tastic if I could do that.
That'd be cool. You get to go to E3.
Yeah. What the hell is that?
So are we going to... Do we need to move on?
So you know the Cleveland Indians, right? So it's like a take on that shirt.
Yeah.
Wow, so bad. Instead of being the Indians, it's the Caucasians.
Oh, Jesus.
Dude, I want
this
shirt
so
bad.
That would
bad.
Be really cool if you guys.
I'm about to buy a shirt.
See everything.
Well,
I ain't even playing.
The college is trying to, you know, to branch out and
where's
to be able to
at?
Get the get some students into these expos. To be able to get them hands-on with new products, be able
you better
to
get that idea done
what
with,
college
before
you
somebody
go
else
to?
Figures that out.
What
well,
college are you going to?
Huh?
What college
TCC.
Are you going to?
The TCC.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, if I can work that out, that might be...
TCC's trying to become more career-heavy.
Well, yeah.
See, I'm thinking about, I'm think it won't be until October sometime, but
With my degree going into cloud computing, this, you know, and a lot of the games going on to the cloud, like PlayStation Now, where it's all computed on the cloud and just piped to you to the room, that's, you know, that would be amazing to be able to go take a look at that firsthand.
I want this shit. Might as well, man.
Besides the fact that I geeked the fuck out of E3 in somebody else's name.
So, do we want to ask the question for next week, Jason?
Oh, do it. Do it.
Yeah, might as well. Sure. Since E3 will be over by the time next time we meet.
Sadly.
What are the three things that you're most psyched about from E3?
Oh, yeah. I can't even...
I'll jump in here.
Well, we can't even really talk about that because we don't know all of the games.
I don't know if my answers are really going to change much.
No. There is... You don't see PlayStation, right? There is at least 8 games that have not yet been announced for PlayStation that's going to be announced on the floor.
I'm going to say, despite that statement, Battlefront. Easy. Little Big Planet 3.
Yeah, my God.
I'm such a Sony fanboy. And I've beaten both the first 2 Little Big Planets and 100% of them with a Platinum Trophy, so I'm excited about this.
You're going to change your answer when I say something.
Probably so. And then... Rainbow Six Siege.
Oh, there you go.
I'm buying the Caucasian shirt, by the way. I gotta have it, dude. It's so great. It's just so great.
I would go Witcher 3. Even though I've never played any of the Witchers before, Witcher 3 looks amazing because it's got the Skyrim feel to it, and I just really love what I saw. So Witcher 3, and then I would go. I don't even play those games, but I would play it. I'd probably have to go like super uber easy just so I could beat it. Mm-hmm. But I would probably go Rainbow Six Siege. And then my third one that I thought was really cool was, Dragon Age
Inquisition.
Yeah, Inquisition. Yeah, just like the whole dragon battle, that was pretty badass. That's mine right now.
Alright.
I ain't even gonna say it yet.
Oh, really?
You're gonna abstain? Veg.
I will. I am going to abstain.
Come on, Nas, what you got, brother?
Mass Effect 4.
You betcha. Oh.
So that's why I said you'd change your answer.
They didn't show me enough to be...
I want to see more.
Okay. They gave me a little
Mass
taste
Effect
of...
Mass Effect 4 is not even going to be available in 2015.
Exactly.
I mean, they showed all of about 6 seconds of pre-rendered shit.
All you need is...
I still went 6 to midnight that quick,
too.
Listen,
when it's true love, you only need 2 seconds.
They love our 2 seconds.
They did. They put the tip in just to see how it felt.
Yeah,
that's what they did to us.
Listen, you know how much.
All right, so let me say, No Man's Sky, top of my list.
Oh, you betcha.
Not bad.
Bloodborne. And after the stuff that I saw, that's hard. I'm tied between DA Inquisition and Rainbow Six. Rainbow Six is something I didn't know about, and that fucking blew my fucking doors
off. And you're not even into, like, the military
shooters. Rainbow Six.
See,
I'm into that shit.
See, this is how much Justin loves games. They could do... What is the lunch pail you got from Ryan?
The video game.
It's a Fallout. All they had to do... Because that's the one that they keep teasing if they're going to make a new one, right?
Which they are.
This is
my
Justin.
My answer will be changed next week.
But this
week.
Is Justin. All they had to do on E3 was they were like, a little bit, and it's just like a real quick snippet, and you see the main thing, the guy with the hair, he'd be like,
If I saw Vault Boy, just like, oh.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's because you truly love that game. That's what I'm saying. So you only need 2-3 seconds to truly love the game.
All you need is just the Fallout symbol. That's it. You've got that.
I'd be fucking sold if I saw
that's
Fallout.
That's what I'm saying. So even though they did 6 seconds of Mass Effect 4,
no.
If you truly love it, that's all you need.
Like, I'm a little worried to what they're going to do, but I saw enough knowing that they're working on it. If they can make the story as compelling as it was before, I'm really down. But to truly answer this question, though, the stuff that I saw that fucking... I said, fuck, I want this now.
Gimme.
Yeah, No Man's Sky, that was enough to say, fuck, That's fuck my balls. That's amazing.
Here's my money.
That was such a next gen idea. That's incredible.
From a small developer. It's
yeah, and Rainbow Six looked fucking ridiculous.
Beautiful.
And of course, I'm gonna always go with something Souls franchise, Bloodborne.
I haven't even seen that one yet. I would probably change my
pretty awesome.
Mind. Okay.
I can all change right. my thing for next week.
Yeah, and that was my theme for what we're talking about tonight. Anyway, stuff that does knock me off my rails. Like Witcher 3, yeah, that knocked me off my rails, but not as much as No Man's Sky. Like, I love Witcher. People know I love The Witcher. I wrote reviews. I've gotten a couple of free copies of Witcher games because I love that game so much. No Man's Sky blew me the fuck away.
Okay.
That's the one I will say right now definitively
blew me away.
You were in the room when No Man's Sky came up on the screen. You had watched me pick my jaw up off the fucking floor because I was sitting there going, oh my god. So yes, No Man's Sky is definitely on the list.
Did you order it, Steve?
Fuck yeah, it is.
The Division.
26.
I am still holding on to The Division because not only is it
like all the stuff I mentioned was great. Yeah. It's just that stuff was like, holy fuck me.
Yeah, see, The Division... The reason why I'm holding on to The Division is because it's so close to a game that was conceptually just us musing as, you know, as friends around a table.
If we were to make a game.
If we were going to make a game, it was going to be just like The Division. So
that would be the game.
That's why I'm going to hold on to that, because fuck, that's amazing itself. And of course Rainbow Six blew me away.
A game that I was going to make was going to be, and me and Trent talked about this first year Tiltcast, was going to be an open world survival game, including some zombie defense.
So
fucking 7 Days to Die.
Oh,
yeah. Actually, I have Holly's text me right now. Do you want to play 7 Days to Die when you're on the cast?
Nice.
See,
that game's good.
We were looking at an infected situation that was in a well known city. Which had a whole cityscape, and then you had groups of your friends that you got together with, and you ended up running into other groups of people and trying to work out whether or not they're going to shoot you on sight, or you take them out, or if you're going to be able to trade with them and shit like that. The whole freaking dynamic there. That's what I see Division turning into.
So Jason, two more. You said No Man's Sky. What else?
I ain't saying two more besides that.
Cheater.
Not yet.
Oh, that's Earl. That's a value game. I get mine right after Steve-O.
Yeah.
Good lord. I said Witcher 3 and you went, and I gave someone a fist bump.
Oh, that's right.
Gave him a fist bump. Tired.
You're tired. It's rubbing off.
Well, at least I can listen.
Someone's
going to
work tomorrow.
I know. Right?
I do too.
One last fucking thing before I go.
Before 8 in the morning, I'm just saying.
One last thing before I go. If you have not yet bought into the Invitational for Dota, please do so. It is amazing. I'm going to watch the fuck out of that once that starts. And it's up to $9 million for the prize loot right now.
I dropped some money on that too.
Oh, yeah.
I dropped a buck.
I did, then I picked it up off the floor.
I didn't.
I picked it up off the floor and gave it back to you.
My dollar.
But yeah,
all right.
The weirdest stores ever.
Oh, with that, we will see you next week with a whole lot more E3.
Bye-bye. All right,
so real quick,
no
friends bye-bye. Of the show.
Friends of the show.
No bye-byes.
And
bye-byes.
Yeah, friends of the show, we got thecarouselpodcast.com. We got For the Love of Gaming. You have elseworldspodcast.com, noquarters.net, bmfcast.com. And tvgp.tv, they do good things. And you can find us at Twitter, search Tiltcast. Find us on Stitcher, search the same thing. Same with iTunes and Facebook. Website is at thesamename.com. And you can email us at teabag@tiltcast.com.
www.thesamename.com.
Should make it easy. See you guys later.
See you next week.